Oh man, you gotta eat the chips
on the
this yeah, asshole. I'll do that one day.
For those of you on Instagram who can't hear this, we're playing "Hate Me Now" by Nas.
The Munchie Report. We gotta have that. All the smokers out there, the new Munchies.
Munchie Report.
It's good. Out
brought
here.
To you by High Class Dirtbags.
Good, nigga.
Yeah.
I tell you what, rap snacks to get.
Yeah, fuck no. None of them.
Don't get the puffs. This is what I am. Stick with the fabulous joints or the little boosts.
Hey, man, they hate us. Because they ain't us. Or because they're anus. Whatever the case may be. We ain't stopping, bitch.
This is Diddy at his best.
Take that.
This was the best Diddy talk shit talking he ever did, man.
Now, motherfucker, now!
Jealous motherfucker.
Diddy still talking that same shit.
Yeah, hold on.
Was this Nas' hardest joint? Was this Nas' hardest
song? One of his
best singles.
Yeah.
One of his hottest singles.
Prize winner.
Street Dreams was hard. This was hard, dude.
This was hard, too.
The theatrics of the video made it that much more.
New York State of Mind was hard. This was hard, too.
He was the first dude to put a little kid on his album cover.
You know what it was, though? It was a production. Like, this beat was hard as fuck, and this was, like, different than all his other beats. All his other joints were, like, Alchemist.
And that video was crazy. Pyrotechnics. Mm-hmm. In the video, you know,
I still like Stillmatic though.
Puff Daddy gonna put you in a
straight album,
shiny suit.
Hate us,
pyrotechnics, nigga.
Yeah,
hate us now,
fuck y'all.
You already.
Oh, you know what the fuck it is? Gunshot, bullet.
That's our familia.
We live again.
Familia. Rest in peace, Louis Rankin.
Fuck off.
Hey, rest in peace.
Don
Ox.
Scared
the real Dun Dada. You hear me?
We back again.
Thank you for nothing.
Thank God.
You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to everybody we lost this last week since the last episode. Man,
it's been a bunch of them, too.
Been
a bunch of them, too.
Because it's still fucking hot outside, man. Anytime you got this fucking heat, you know what I'm saying? You got all these drugs cooking in these niggas' heads in this heat, dog. It's a wrap, dog. It's
but what is this, though? What is this that we doing?
What are we doing? What do you mean, what are we doing?
Did you tell them what this is?
This is the High Class Dirtbags podcast, and I am motherfucking Olansky.
Well, welcome.
And I am rolling up a blunt on Instagram Live, but we're on the podcast right now. So, yeah. And today I have Flames P with me to my motherfucking left.
You already know
I got motherfucking J. Dot, R. Dot, all that good shit to my right. And I got Bull Horn, a.k.a. Eddie Kane, to my other right. You know what I'm saying?
The whole whisper.
Shit, boy, one more time.
Dirtbag.
The whole whisper.
You know what I'm saying? And once again, if you listening to this, if you here to hear this, you know what that means.
Gotcha, bitch.
Hey, you're listening, you're tuning in, you're subscribing.
Subscribing.
Thank you for subscribing.
Your first podcast.
Just click on the shit.
Niggas don't be saying, just click on the shit that it say click on. Niggas don't be clicking.
And give us 5 stars too, man.
You know, drop a comment.
Don't be a fucking hater. I know you be laughing.
It don't cost you shit.
Apple Music,
it don't cost you shit to like something.
It don't.
Everything.
Everybody should be famous who want to be famous.
Everything.
I'm just saying.
All the paper that could be getting got, motherfuckers just hate. That's
just
a
like
big thing.
You know? Like it.
Yeah, man, you already know what it is. Bah. How we starting off today? All right, man, what's been going on in the motherfucking world? I don't even fucking know, man. I've been in the fucking...
Niggas been dying.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Niggas have just been dying.
Yeah,
like,
man, I don't really want to talk about niggas regular. Dying.
Who died? Like, niggas died.
A lot of niggas died.
Like, the dude played in Shottas and...
Name somebody.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yes. No, it's really not. Like, 2 old people died. Like, they were, like, small roles.
Somebody uncle or something? Oh, you talking about famous niggas.
Yeah, famous niggas.
Yeah, that chick.
Oh,
that
and my homegirl home died,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah.
My
uncle died as well. Diane Carroll.
Yeah.
Y'all probably don't know who that is. I barely know who she is, but you know.
Mm-hmm. Nah, she played a lot of big roles.
Rest.
Yeah, crazy. A lot of black exploitation films back in the day, man. Shout out to her.
Rest
paid up. For everybody
rest up. Bless up.
Now.
You know.
You know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and drop a bomb.
Pasan Pandi Adalife.
You know what I'm saying?
Well.
Oh, man. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us for another episode of the High Class Dirtbags podcast. And right now, we're going to start it off with some, I don't know.
With some hypotheticals, like
with
we were
some
talking.
Hypotheticals? Yeah, we right before
Halloween
the show,
coming
we,
up.
Halloween, yeah.
No, we should finish what we were talking about earlier, though.
Okay,
pick
we
up
can
where
do,
we
you
left.
Talk about that?
Yeah, let's all do it.
What? Fucking hoes with
No, you shouldn't disabilities. Pick up on that.
No, don't say it like that.
Yeah, damn, dog. Fucking hoes like what? Dog?
Disabilities.
Like,
fucking hoes with disabilities. No,
disabled. Man, like, on an able body.
So the question is, basically, would you rather have a chick with no arms or a chick with no legs?
No arms.
Why?
That's easy, man. Like legs. Like I like legs. I'm at the age.
She can't assist you with no arms.
I don't need her to assist me. You said date a chick or fuck a chick or like be with a chick. Like that's my woman. That's my wife.
That's
like,
wifey.
Babe,
like,
babe, can you give me a hand with these groceries? Oh,
damn. Nah, I couldn't. Nah.
She's assed out.
Nah. Hey, babe, can you run to the stove for me?
Oh, nah. That's fucked.
Man, she can't even. Oh, man. See, I don't. We can't get into this. We can't talk about this, bro.
Yes, we can. I can't be with no girl.
It's going to end up being like some handy bashing, handicap bashing.
It's not a handy bashing.
Yes, it is because you can't cook.
I don't handy bash. I get mad if you can't fucking drive.
I don't want you. I don't want you dropping chicken with your feet.
Right, I got a question.
In the fryer.
Speaking of dropping chicken.
I don't want
chicken
you dropping fries in the fryer with your feet.
A lot of, you know.
I don't need a bitch with no arms, though.
All right, man.
A bitch in the tell you keep your feet out the freezer.
So I got a question. All right. A lot of motherfuckers I know, you know what I'm saying? They go to the strip clubs in Atlanta down here.
And love they, shout out to Blue Flame.
For lunch and shit like
that. Yeah, strip clubs.
Shout out to Blue Flame.
So, like, yeah, so they go there. I mean, strip clubs got some good wings.
Delicious.
You know what I'm saying? Good fucking wings. Best good hamburgers.
Scene. Yeah.
Good wings, all that shit. Man, them hot lemon peppers.
Breast and thighs.
Shit, boy, the hot lemon pepper be hitting. But when I was in there for some lunch a couple weeks ago, man, I noticed ain't nobody wash their hands before they eat their food.
So which strip club was you at?
Nah, I'm not giving out no
you
name.
You say ain't nobody washed their hands before they ate their food.
Yeah. Like, they got a couple lap dances, food came out, and then...
That's on you, brother.
Hold on. But when you get a lap dance, you can't use your hands, so why the hands dirty?
Shit, you can't...
Hey, you can use your hands.
We can use, like, more other things in your hands.
You can use it. If that motherfucker work, you can use it.
Yeah. If you're using your hands on the strip in the strip club, and then you eat, that's on you, brother.
But you shouldn't be...
That shit.
But I mean, it's already an environment where like it's a lot of bacteria anyway. So it's kind of like fuck it.
Yeah.
Like ain't no amount of washing in a strip club gonna save you from the shit that's in the strip club.
I mean, if you at the point where you eating in a strip club,
you a high class dirtbag.
It shouldn't even matter. Where your
it's like come on, man. Like
you know, at that point.
So did you go to the bathroom?
Just
wash
eat the wings.
Before you got your lunch. Did you go to the bathroom?
Did you wash your hands, nigga?
Did you wash your hands, nigga?
Nah, I always wash my hands, bro. I'm an avid hand washer, dog. I'm OCD when it comes to washing.
Excuse me, fellas. Let me wash my hands.
Even in a strip club.
Hell, more so in the strip club, dog.
You touch the sink.
You touch anything in the strip club and wash your face, dog. You
but
gonna
shit,
wake up
if you go to the bathroom, really at the strip club and you go to the bathroom, you might come out the bathroom with more shit on you than you did before you went in.
Like things that go on a strip club bathrooms, I can only imagine. I've never done.
Not even that, but like niggas going to clean up.
True.
So you know
from the things they done in the strip club.
Exactly.
It's a bunch of disgust in there.
Exactly. So that's why I don't even.
A lot of bacteria. Too.
I don't even go to the bathroom in the strip club. I just hold my pee till I get home.
You don't piss in the strip club bathroom?
If unless I got drunk or something. I mean, I might have pissed in the bathroom of the strip club like a handful of times, like 2-3 times. Because I don't even like doing that shit in the club.
I do.
You like going
to the club? I'm not
going
to say I like it, but I ain't got no fucking. I got no qualms about it.
I said you drinking.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Once you break the seal on your bladder,
but you know how like,
you
go out with some niggas and they like, I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. You didn't put to the bathroom like 4 times, my nigga.
But you drinking.
You drinking by life.
That alcohol going to flow through you.
You need to go ahead and check that prostate, my G. You peeing too much.
And you got yours checked yet?
I ain't at that age yet.
Oh, okay. What did they say, 40?
I got 3 more yet.
I got mine checked already. But it was on some other shit.
You voluntarily got your.
Nah, I ain't like I walked in there and was like, hey, come on, hey, let's do it. I didn't do that. I was like, nah, I had like some.
You got
some
juvenile prostate.
It's called
premature prostate.
It's called an early onset prostate check and health and care. Well,
just
like
to get that thing loosened up. you got a real deal. I've done this before.
It wasn't even as bad as I thought it would be.
Honestly.
For real?
Hey, was it a dude or a chick?
It was a chick.
Did he tell you?
Slender fingers.
It was a chick.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the key. You get the slim fingers, B.
Yeah, dog. You don't want no thick fingers, dog.
It was a chick, and she was really cool. She walked in like, hey, Mr. Bostic, what are we going to do today? I'm going to check your prostate. I'm going to use this type of glove. Are you allergic?
All right, question.
No.
If you want to go to get a prostate exam, your doctor had Ninja Turtle fingers, dog.
Nah,
would you ask for a new doctor?
Yeah.
What the fuck is you doing with them sausages out my fucking face?
This nigga try to put kielbasa.
Nah, I got you.
Nah,
Ninja Turtle fingers.
So wait, did she use two fingers or one? One.
Yeah, let's get two.
Oh,
deep.
It was only one finger. One finger.
It already got too deep. For
did
it.
She dig?
Nah, shit. I mean, she was real cool chick. She was about 5'5".
One finger. I ain't asking how she looked, son. Like, it don't even matter. She put the finger in, and what happened? She moved it around?
So,
they get to this.
Bend you over to tell you to relax. Some doctors tell you to reach back and hold your cheeks open.
She told you to take a deep breath?
Yeah, she had to.
Oh, shit.
I didn't reach back and spread my cheeks, right?
Oh, you had to?
No. Some doctors like you have to reach back and spread your cheeks.
You was just over the table.
I was over the table and she had a grab bar on the other side.
A grab bar.
Yeah. Like, she like grabbed the grab bar if it gets too tough.
Shit sounds traumatic.
And then
shit.
Like she like stroked it.
What?
Like she like though. Put
like,
the
got your asshole ready?
Yeah, she put like the lube around like cause no, cause niggas will pucker up.
She prepped your ass up.
Cause niggas will pucker up.
That's tough.
And would you want somebody just goddamn in that motherfucker? No,
I want dinner in the movie.
Exactly. And she pretty much gave me that. She stroked from top to bottom and then and it crept it in there.
She crept
it in there.
How long was it in there?
For me it probably felt like an eternity, but all told, it's probably less than 15 seconds.
What?
Less than 15 seconds.
It was just a boop.
It was like a boop. She is feeling for swelling. She's feeling for abnormalities. And then she was out of there. 15 seconds.
And then what? Did you have to go take a shit after that?
No. She cleaned me up.
Oh, she cleaned you up.
She took baby wipes and then dry.
I got it, girl.
No, I got it. Yeah,
I do my own thing.
Thank you.
I do my own thing.
I wipe my own ass.
It was the greatest bedside manner I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah, she pampered you.
You
should recommend her to more people.
She wiped. I did.
Okay, tell me how you felt. How did you feel when she wiped your ass?
I felt appreciative, honestly.
Was it
not
like,
gonna lie to you?
Was it like a official ass?
It was like a professional. Like she's a doctor who was.
How
professional.
Would you know the difference?
Now
I know. You can imagine. Like it's some lazy ass bastards out there.
How
who
many
probably,
swipes did she give you?
She gave me two wet swipes and two dry swipes.
With a new, she uses like got one wipe.
Swipe, throw away. Swipe, throw away. Swipe, throw away. Swipe, throw away. And I was done.
Damn.
And I so appreciate her for
she
that.
She wiped your ass.
Yeah, I had a biopsy and a colonoscopy before.
I didn't think it was gonna start like this, but fuck it. We already on the left, on the road going left.
My mind is blown.
It's gonna have to happen to you one day.
Right now.
40 years old is gonna have to happen.
This nigga
by 40.
She wiped his ass.
For me.
I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, you ain't, I'm good.
And I'm not discussing it afterwards.
y'all won't hear this story from me. You won't hear this story from me, believe that.
Oh my God.
Thank you for sharing.
No, that's cool, man. Y'all know that's what I'm here for.
Cause love.
Fact.
Well, I don't really know where to
go
after that.
Where we go after that?
I want to say something. Like, what's the proper like one night stand etiquette?
Ascoscopy.
Like a one night stand. What's the proper etiquette
what
after a one night stand?
Like, do you know it's gonna be a one night stand?
Nigga, you leave.
No, but you don't know sometimes.
Because you know it'd be certain that shit damn be extending sometimes.
What's the proper etiquette?
You might stay
the night.
Like you might stay till the morning.
Stand.
Like,
no,
like you might stay till in the morning.
If it's a one night stand, it's an overnighter.
So it's definitely overnight. Like you
stay
at night.
Yeah, you stay.
So over. What if you just smash and dip off?
But
you met first.
You set the tone for the rest of the relationship.
Ain't no relationship because I'm out of there.
Well, I'm just saying, like you.
But every time, do you know it's gonna be a one night stand?
That's what it is.
Like you leave,
it ain't a one night stand if every time you know.
But okay, but sometimes you know going in, that's the only night
like,
I'm gonna fuck with this
I'm
shit.
I'm never fucking with her again.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like that's kind of when
you
the
can
ones,
go
like,
home
taking the L. You like no,
immediately,
yeah.
You can go home immediately
if you get done at 2. You leave at 2:15.
No, 15. Why is you with the 14 minutes? Where was you going?
Because I got like shake. I got to shake and shit.
No, you don't.
I'm a shaker.
What you mean?
Like after I bust it, I got to like shake that shit off. Okay. And if it's real, if it's a real good nut, I cuss a couple times.
So out of all the one night stands,
and this gonna take you 15 minutes.
How many times that shit done extended over to not a one night stand?
Wait, what happened?
If you fuck them more than 3 times, you're in a relationship.
No, not a relationship, but it's a relationship. Situation.
That's what I'm saying. It's a situation. I mean relationship. Whatever fuck you want to.
Situationship.
Whatever fuck niggas
it's
call it these days, you're there.
It's a situation.
3 times situationship.
I like the situationship.
Because then you can't. I only fucked her one time, nigga. You went back. Several times.
I hate situationships because
first
it's
time I only fucking one time.
Y'all fucking with each other at that point. Y'all fucking with each other.
I call it community service, but
it's 3 times.
You call it community service.
What's the community service?
Community service. That's what I call it.
Nah, that ain't community service.
You keeping women happy in the world. You gotta do that.
Shit.
You gotta do that. It's too many angry women.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, have you seen them lately? Have you seen some
I'm
of these
I'm saying clear away from this conversation. I don't know why you said this nigga Eddie to even go that
way.
What's
your name? Have you seen some of these
I'm gonna take a drink on
Chevy
that
Tahoes out here? Like, come on, man.
Shit.
Using for what they're good for. Honestly.
Well, anyway.
There's a lot.
Exactly. And some women know they value in the streets like $3.27. So you can like, you know.
But why would you even want that?
Cause it's the nut monkey.
Nah, son.
The nut monkey. The first one to answer.
We passed that.
The first one to answer gets the nut.
Once you get a certain age, it's other shit that go involved.
From 19 to 23, you was responsible for what you did. No.
From 19 to 23, you smashing, dashing, whatever. Stick your dick in.
That's what I'm. But
from 26 to whatever, nigga.
I was 19 to 23.
You should have some discretion in who you fucking.
Of course.
Like a nut shouldn't mean that much to you.
It shouldn't.
At this point, like you know,
time you got a kid.
At this point, like you know the value of a nut. Like you know, like as soon as I bust his nut, I'm going home.
Do you?
Or as soon as I bust his nut, I ain't gonna want to fuck.
What's the value of a nut for you?
Dude, what's the value of a nut?
Like, what's the value of your nut?
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Well, before we move on, we're
talking nut value.
No. Before we move on, I like to pause and give a shout out to our sponsors. You know what I'm saying?
We got sponsors. I ain't know.
Yeah. Schultz and Co. They are
what?
Yeah, Schultz and Cole, they're nut appraisers.
they tell you how much your nut is valued.
If you want to know your nut value, please go to Schultz and Cole and let them know.
That's how much of the praise last week.
Sent you.
So what they say, bro? What they say?
You can get 10% off.
I'm in the top tier.
Wow.
Top tier? So
the nut appraisal.
$100 or more?
You can get your nuts appraised.
It ain't a dollar value, my nigga.
I mean, you can have it.
Like, see, what base I'm saying
nut,
is
base okay, nut value.
You got a basic, like, you got a basic like, nut value, right, which means
like MSRP.
You'll smash a two.
I started something different.
Unnecessarily, like you don't have to smash this two, but you gonna smash it just because you got low nut value, my nigga. Like your nuts is not valuable to you.
Low nut value.
This is big because if I had heard that at 19 to 23,
it's kind of like
I probably wouldn't have my first child.
If you smash anything,
I mean, think about it. From 19 to 23, you just coming out of that 18-year-old thing.
Think about niggas.
You was literally just fucking your hand for the last.
Think about niggas in the hood who smash like crackheads and shit. Like niggas who smashed crackheads before. Like your nut value.
I mean,
that's a low ass
nut. You don't value your nuts at all, my nigga. Like.
Nobody,
you could have rubbed that shit off.
Nobody ever busted a nut and be like, "Damn, I wish I ain't bust that nut."
Oh, of course. There is nothing worse than being in a car with a woman who you just finished busting a nut with, and like you have nothing else for her but the nut you just gave her. And now you got to spend that back. And now I got to spend the next 20 minutes driving your goofy ass where the fuck I got to take you. There's nothing worse. I think that's like the top four worst feelings.
You have a one night stand. Sometimes you be like, "Damn, I shouldn't have did that." Yep. First night, I shouldn't have did that.
But is it because it's the first night, or is it because like?
No, you think about it, and you like, "Fuck, I shouldn't. That was fucked up."
Like, I didn't really like it. Like,
I might have that thought for like 10 seconds.
Sometimes
then
you
I'm
do,
like,
and you're like, "ADD."
Nine times out of ten, it wasn't like a great night. Nine times out of ten, like it wasn't your best fucking. So you're like, "I wish I could get that one back."
So
hell no, one night stand.
So who do you give your best fucking?
Like, now if you have a one night stand and it ain't your best fucking, you thinking about getting back in there?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you like, man, I gotta touch that. But I gotta touch that.
I need a rematch.
So who do you give your best fucking? A chick that you really want?
It don't matter, man.
It don't matter.
Sometimes it just comes.
It's the vibe, yo. It's the vibe. It's the vibe. It's the energy. Like if y'all swapping that energy and y'all and she feeling it, you feeling it, you right.
You know what, you right.
Fucking gonna be amazing.
Cause sometimes you gonna turn it
but
on.
But if you gotta negotiate your way into some pussy, that pussy ain't gonna be good.
It's not. It never has been. It never has been.
You gonna be disappointed. You gonna get the pussy, but you gonna be mad.
Yeah, you negotiate your way into that motherfucker. Like all night has been.
She was
like,
boring, my nigga. She was mad boring. You wonder why, nigga? Because you had to negotiate.
Well, have you ever been in a situation where you've been with a chick for so long? I'm gonna fuck you now because I've wasted so much time.
Wait, what?
Like, I've been in a situation where I've been with a chick until 2 a.m. And I said to my mind, all right, at midnight, if we ain't fucking, I'm done. Uh-huh. But she's coaxed me into 1 a.m. So now it's like, I'm going to see this bitch through. She thinks she going to wear me out.
And then you still had to go home.
Like, so you saying, like, she like, stalling you out? Like,
yeah, she like, this nigga can stay out with me till 3. I'm going to go ahead and give him some. But at that point, midnight.
We done. Like,
you done?
Store's closed. Like,
okay.
We closed.
So
if we've been hanging out all night, we've been at the crib for hours.
Yeah.
3 o'clock in the morning, you want to fuck?
That shit out my mind at that point. I'm for the like, first time? I'm going to go and cool it. I'm going to go and cool this. I'm going to go and set this one out.
After this
shit.
Blunt, I'm
going to. But she bad, though.
That's cool, because the next time she'll be like, yo, this nigga ain't tried shit.
Thank you.
When y'all come back over there, I'm going to drop it on him.
That level should be at an all-time high next time we kick.
Sometimes you got to relax.
So I'm guessing y'all do the back rub move.
Back rub
eat your pussy and bounce.
No, you said back rub eat your pussy and bounce. You don't get no pussy in.
No, we not about to.
Hey, you know, and bouncing, that shit don't even go together.
I'm trying to fuck your head up now.
Ain't about to be no physical conversation. All I'm going to do, like, you say fuck your head up. I'm going to talk to you the whole night. I'm going to talk to you the whole night, and I'm going to listen to what the fuck you got to say. So the next time you come, you're like, yo, this nigga listen to me.
Yo, some women can just talk, bro.
Next time.
Some women can just talk.
You got to be able to listen.
I'm going to draw your ass out. I'm putting on a documentary or something.
I'm going to listen. I'm
going to be all in that shit.
I'm going to sit right there and listen.
She going to think you smart, then.
And I'm going to rebuttal.
He's so smart, y'all.
She going to know I'm smart off the rip. Documentary ain't going to change that.
And the next time, she be like, you know, I'm going to get this nigga some pussy. He waited this whole time. Listen to my bullshit ass story. Yeah. I'm going to get him some pussy. It might be 3-4 more days or whatever, but.
So, I hate to ask this.
Look, I want to switch it up, man.
Boy.
Go ahead. Well, go ahead, because we can talk about this.
Something.
We can do this for hours, bro.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly why I want to switch it up.
Hey, tune into the Real Players Association. That's coming soon.
What the fuck is that, man?
The Real Players Association, RPA.
What is that, man?
It's the RPA. It's the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
All right. Elaborate. This is special.
It's the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. That's it.
Once you turn your neck for a sec, your dame's missing.
That's it.
But you got it. You got it. Okay.
You want to keep it mysterious? Real Players Association.
All right, man. Well, if you want to be mysterious, fuck you, though. Yeah, fuck you, dog. You know what I'm saying? We need shit to fill the podcast, and you don't want to fucking talk. So fuck
like
you.
We like superheroes.
Fuck you, like man. The Illuminati. You can't talk about it.
Yeah, we like superheroes.
All right, man. So a lot of shit's been going on in the world. A lot of shit's been going on. So what the fuck? I just want to switch the fucking switch up. Antonio Brown. That motherfucker's batshit crazy. He got CTE like a motherfucker.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah, though.
It's something. That boy, he not thinking straight.
That motherfucker threw shit out the window and shit, dog. Yeah, that motherfucker went to the disposition and was yelling and cursing.
He was late.
Left that shit.
This nigga was late and he was
armed. When this happened?
This week.
Yeah, so he's old. He thinks he's old, like $35 million from the NFL, right? Because he signed 2 contracts in like 6 months and they're totaling that. Now, the only money I think he's really entitled to is the $5 million guarantee from New England,
right?
Because he did play
whatever
a game.
He signed and got guaranteed for. He shouldn't get paid for some games he ain't played.
You know, and he mad at the Raiders for doing him like they did him.
Yeah,
but
them niggas better watch them damn contracts,
fault. nigga. What?
That's your fault, man.
But even me as a owner, bro, you're not getting no money out of me. You fucked up. You fucked up. You
fine print.
You came here and did nothing but cause hell. You came here and did nothing but disrupt.
Why you come here?
Right.
If you ain't want to be here, like from the jump, he caused problems. Like, why you?
I'm free. Nigga, from what? $30 million?
That's what you said when you left Pittsburgh.
Exactly. I'm free. They was trying to get you $88 million. You was mad at that because you think you should get Julio Jones money. I don't think you're good as Julio Jones, but, you know.
See, now, hindsight 2020, he probably should have stayed in Pittsburgh because Roethlisberger ain't the quarterback.
Exactly.
No,
yeah.
That's not going to be your boss forever, nigga.
He'd have been better off staying.
Yeah. Nigga, dumbass. You know,
nigga quit his job just to get fired from his new job.
My boss.
Yeah, that's about the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life, dog.
My boss is an asshole.
Grass might be greener, but you're going to itch, nigga.
The only reason the grass is greener is allergic to that shit. You know? It look greener, you know what I'm saying?
That's all it's doing.
Special effects.
Yeah. He thinks he's owed like $30 million, bro. Like, come on.
Nobody get nothing, man. I mean, but you know, he sounded like he.
What about this chick that shot the nigga? She only doing like 2 years.
That's crazy. I called it.
Shout out to shout out to Stacey Dash. I heard she went to jail and got booked as a white woman.
Yeah, she did.
Shout out to her, man.
It worked, man.
I think that's the first time ever, dog. OJ couldn't even do it, dog. OJ couldn't even get them boy to consider him white, dog.
But old girl, I called that shit.
She still
10 years. That was easy money. I could have told you that shit.
10 years and a hug from the judge.
10 years and a hug
and the brother.
What about
a hug from everybody?
She gonna be fine.
What the fuck is that? What's this new shit? Motherfuckers not at murder.
I watched. I was watching this shit. Everybody was like, "Oh man!" Everybody said, "Oh, they convicted of murder and shit." I was like, "Man, I'm not about to cheer, dog, because I know they still gonna fuck us somehow."
You want?
Like somehow they gonna fuck us.
That's how they get you
in a hug. So she getting out in what? 5?
Yeah, she gonna do 5. She do 5. Nah, she do 5.
Time served.
She probably get out in 5.
She'll get five.
She'll probably become like a
she's
teacher.
She's a sweetheart.
She'll be a teacher ideal.
Oh, she's a sweetheart. Yeah. You know, she'll be out.
This is the wrong place for her.
We need her in our community.
But what's crazy is... Inside shit, I don't know how I read.
Nah, what's crazy is the nigga brother fucking hugged him. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be forgiven and all that shit, dog.
Well, why hugging her? The bitch that killed your brother?
That's like thank you for killing my brother.
Why he hugging for?
You ain't hugging me, man.
Thank you.
You ain't hugging me.
Like, I'll be like, yeah, can I get a hug? Can I please hug her? And then as soon as she hug, I'm putting that bitch in the headlock.
Like I said, they
noogie the shit out.
It had to be like a real crystal. Noogie
her
to death
until she got a bald spot.
Hey, man, ain't enough religion. Ain't enough religion for me, though. I'm sorry.
Nah.
That was strange.
I'm a forgiving person, but I ain't forgiving that.
A couple days later, talk about he want to be best friends with her. Like,
now you hug her after she get 10 years.
That's weird shit, bro. That's weird shit.
She get 10 years. The jury came out today talk about they felt like Botham wasn't a person that says eye for eye. That's why they only gave her 10 years. Man, fuck that, man. Nah, fuck that, man. All right, man. Fuck all that, man.
You, dude got
a murder.
Yo, man, you ran up in this man's house.
Same country.
Walked up in his man's
house. Shot him in his own crib.
Yeah. In the same country, a kid shot a police dog and got 45 years.
45 years.
Nigga, in the same country where a chick ain't even shoot the nigga, she shot the wall and she got 20 years.
Yeah.
They just let her out.
How?
She, they just let her
warning. Yeah, but she did time.
In the same country, bro got shot in her stomach and her baby got killed, and she went to jail.
She should have never went.
Oh, yeah, in the same country where a cop ran to the back of a woman, the 1 year old child breaks his neck in the car seat, but they said because she didn't put her in the car seat right, she got time.
Hey, man.
It's all fucked up.
Yeah, man. It's all... That's why, like, man, a lot of motherfuckers be hitting me up like, man, you be paying attention, man. Why don't y'all do more current events? Like, man, because shit's fucked up. I ain't about to dwell on
this. Like, what you going to do? Explain this shit to you?
Yeah, I don't want to dwell on the fact that shit's
fucked up. Enough on the news already with all the bullshit they talk about.
Like, fuck all that, man.
We are high-class dirtbags. We talk about it, but we don't get in depth.
Gotta relax.
Well, yeah, man.
Yeah,
like, it's fucked up out here, man. That's why we gonna make y'all laugh. You know what I'm saying?
This is where you come to depress.
You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all motherfuckers funny. Thank you. Thank you. All right, man. Time to get on to some lighter shit, man.
How about them 49ers?
Man, I mean, fuck 49ers.
Hey, I gotta give them their props.
Football season. I mean,
for what? I gotta give them their props. Man, I thought the Kaepernick curse was gonna be forever. I'm not gonna lie.
I'll give y'all 60 seconds to talk about sports.
I just wanna say 49ers.
No, I'm saying I give them their credit. No,
I'll take my 2 seconds, Daniel Jones. My guy.
Man. Everybody's scared of that.
They don't know what he gonna do.
If the Panthers is winning, this will be a 30-minute segment.
No, we are winning.
They don't know what
we got a winning record.
Do y'all?
500. Yeah. No, 500's not winning record.
Hey, it's winning.
Y'all tied.
We win.
When y'all get your quarterback back? When y'all get your auntie back?
It don't matter. We win
when they
play
the 49ers.
He ain't coming back. It's over with.
You gonna be coming back?
They got a new quarterback.
No, we don't. We ain't got no new quarterback, though. You crazy.
Y'all Cam Newton going to the Bengals.
Y'all just like that shit.
Hey, that would be clean to see, though. Yeah, he does need a little
And Daniel team, Jones going to get injured in about 2 weeks. Nigga.
Oh, yeah. His right. Yeah, his right. It's still the same offensive line we're talking about.
He might.
Shit. You know.
Might not. He can move better than...
Cam lasted 7 years, man. Danny Dimes will last probably a season and a half.
Yeah, man.
Ask Jimmy G with them knees.
Look.
Weak knees,
but,
Jimmy
But, hey, the Niners is undefeated, though.
Yeah,
unexplainably.
Nigga, that don't change the fact that Jimmy G's knees gonna give out once that cold hit. They lucky he was just in the heat front.
He playing San Fran. He good.
He was in New England for how many years?
Yeah.
Five, four?
Yeah.
I think he cool. Yeah. We cool.
All right, man. You sure? Because he was injured for like 2-3 seasons.
And he got Kyle Shanahan too as a head coach. And
that offense, Shanahan's not good.
That offense looks
crazy. Excuse me? Did you see what he did for the Falcons that year?
Did you see our offense this season?
Did he win?
Yeah, well, he won the NFC.
Was that the same guy that called bullshit plays?
In like, the Super Bowl,
it don't matter if y'all motherfuckers went up 28 points, bro. Y'all gave up 30. Like, it don't matter, dog. If y'all put up.
That's the
like,
Tom Brady syndrome,
man.
Come on now. He's only been beaten 3 times in the Super Bowl. This is the greatest quarterback of all time.
Minnesota just
That's them going to party in the locker room.
Then y'all play Minnesota. Then y'all just got blew up by Minnesota.
Hey, man, I don't want to talk about the Falcons.
All right, man,
I
got
to talk about the dogs before I talk about the Falcons.
Hey, man, anybody feeling this Kanye West church, man? Would y'all, anybody?
Yeah, I am.
Would you let Kanye be your pastor?
Is it a church, though?
No, is it a church?
Yeah,
I feel it, though.
Nah, cool. I mean, why not, dog? All the other pastors are crooked as Kanye, so you might as well fucking...
Is it a church, though?
Yeah, right? Isn't it?
Is it? Is anybody preaching?
For me, dog.
Is anybody preaching? Like, are there Bibles involved or is it just music?
I guess so. I don't know. I haven't been.
If it's just music, man.
He's probably preaching.
He was at Long's church, wasn't he?
I think they was just doing music, though. Like, they used the choir.
That's his thing. That he's just preaching through the gospel.
Okay. Nah, what do you mean?
No.
He's not preaching. It's just songs.
Yeah.
He's just playing
but
music.
That's how he's preaching. That's why he's opening up his church surrounded by music.
I ain't paying no tithes, though.
I wouldn't call it a church.
I ain't paying no motherfucking tithes. Nigga, you already rich. Nigga, what the fuck pay tithes for?
I don't trust pastors anyway, so I'm not going to go.
You got $1 billion shoe company, dog.
I'm not paying tithes in a real church.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Come on, you got
to. I feel like something's there with Kanye that nobody can put their finger on. Maybe he is trying to find God in the best way possible.
Sure, man. Whatever, man. All this shit.
He's doing something positive.
I'm never going to hate on that, but cool.
I mean, he could be. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Back in the day, Kanye was a lion. He was a motherfucking monster.
Back in the day, man. Fact of the matter is, me personally.
He need that church on Sunday.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I think it's cool, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think people, like, I think it's lame. If he's not really doing this shit serious, I think it's lame.
But he's done everything serious, though.
I think it's lame that you use religion as just another way
I don't think he's using it to profit. Listen, you remember the movie Fifth Element, right? I'm about to take you on a trip.
I'm not getting into it, man.
No, saying, last thing.
Shout out to Kanye if he's doing it serious, but I think it's just a phase, bro.
No, it's not. I feel like he's doing that shit for real.
No, I think that's it's just a phase.
Everything's a phase, you said.
The whole church thing.
He's just gonna come get this money off of it and then move on to the next phase.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like that I mean,
but
that,
Snoop really, he, he's is, really like, devoted to his to
and
religion.
I'm not gonna fall for it.
I
didn't fall for it with Snoop Lion or whatever the fuck he was.
He did a reggae album and a gospel album.
Yeah,
that nigga's the GOAT.
Snoop just talented though.
I mean, he won a Grammy with his gospel album, so shout out to Snoop.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I ain't.
But you know, that's what
I like. That's me, man. Like, I'm good, man. I'm good, man. But Kanye West did come out with Jesus Walk, so hey. But no, it wasn't. It was Ron Fest. Shout out to Ron Fest. Damn.
You don't get Kanye credit for that.
Nah, he just performed it.
You're not gonna give Kanye credit for
just like how
he might have wrote the jump.
There's footage of Ryan Fest performing that damn song 6-7 years before that shit came out on Kanye West.
The same verse,
everything. Just a couple things changed, two or three words. Dog, I'm not saying that he ain't make it a hot song, bro. Like, I'm not saying that, but it was already a fire song, dog. So, like, that's just like when we was talking about on a couple episodes ago, like, when niggas got stylists. Like, nigga, I'm not going to give you credit for your stylist dressing you in a fire outfit. Nigga, shout out to your stylist, man. Like, shit.
True.
I mean, but you know,
I'm not gonna give you credit for a song that you just.
But you know the
bro.
Game. Like, most of these people that are getting credit didn't earn it anyway. When it comes to that, a lot of people who get the credit didn't earn it anyway. Like, I know a lot of songs that we bumped till this. That Andre even said, he said, "Shit, I thought all y'all wrote your own verses." He was looking around like, "You niggas don't write your own verses?" And they were like, "No, my nigga P, you do that shit.
That ain't nothing new."
Yeah, but shit, I don't think it's any
that's
changes
cool
anywhere
shit.
Across the board.
Flame's about to start writing my verses, dog.
It's a fact.
I'm about to start. You're about to be the first openly ghostwriter.
But even Drake admitted it.
Yeah, you remember Skills from V8? You remember he had a song back in the day about talking about all the people he ghostwritten for?
No, I'm saying he gonna be the first nigga who admit to having a ghostwriter.
Yeah, I'm gonna come out with a ghostwriter. Like, shout out to my ad-libs first song. This the intro. Shout out to my ghostwriters.
Nigga, I'm gonna be called Ghost.
Yeah.
Ghost. The ghost behind the man.
I ain't got no production credits.
I don't write shit.
I don't got no production credits on my shit, bro. Like, just straight. I just perform all that shit performed by me.
Just a puppet.
That's funny.
Yeah. Trilly Manilli.
Trilly Manilli.
Trilly Manilli.
Straight up. I ain't, man. Look. I'm telling y'all, man, I'm about to drop the album of the century, man. I'm about to have it ghostwritten by some of the hottest
ghostwriters
ever.
You gonna give them credits and shit?
Yeah, dog. They gonna be on the cover with me.
I got in the videos and all.
Yeah. I got a this and that, man.
We
normally do. My bad. Go ahead.
Michael Jackson didn't write all his shit.
He wasn't walking around saying he the greatest writer either. He wasn't walking around like,
I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest performer of all time.
He never said that either.
Cold, man.
R&B different from rap.
Nose and no nose, man. That nigga was cold, dog.
But nobody was the greatest calling himself the greatest. Like, only Ali did. And then he's like legitimately still the greatest.
Little Richard.
But Little Richard had to be that flamboyant. He was gay in rock and roll.
Yeah, that was just
that nigga came out and said he ain't even gay, bro.
I don't even know. He got kids. I know that.
Hey, that nigga came out and said he was like, I'm not even gay.
So does Flame. Flame got fucking kids, but it's a whole nigga bitch.
Nigga thought Prince was gay.
Flame,
Prince ain't gay though.
Nah, yeah. Prince is like Prince. Prince will make you
want to fuck me. I'm about to say, hold up, nigga.
Hold up.
No,
like,
that.
Yeah, nigga.
I know kids.
Niggas is running around here talking about niggas Flames is gay.
No, it's a comic named Flame. Like, look him, her up. Like,
oh, you talking about Corey Holcomb, homeboy?
Yeah. Don't do Corey like
that's
that.
That's a person?
Man. Yeah.
No, for real.
That's his homeboy girl.
Yeah.
Wait, what? You talking about?
Y'all talking about somebody only y'all know.
No, it's a comedian. No, it's a comedian.
She is a very well-known comedian. Very well known. If you look Flame up, you will find a 6'2" not triple D chest having it. Yeah, not to be confused.
Like a Comic View motherfucker?
Yeah. No, it's like a almost headliner motherfucker.
No shit.
And 6'2" man with triple D titties.
Oh, hell no. I'm what? Good on that
triple
shit.
D titties and a dick. That's who I was thinking about.
Whoa.
But he got kids, though.
Nah, son.
We can't go down that. We can't go down this road.
We can't touch that.
Don't go down that road.
We can't touch that one, no.
All right, man. You said you got a diss of that for us, dude?
A diss of that, man. Because we always do it. And we do it like
that.
Or movies and music.
This or that.
Martin Lawrence.
What do you want to talk about?
Jamie Foxx.
Martin Lawrence, Jamie Foxx is easy. Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, Martin.
Jamie.
You be the nigga that gave me
of course you
Martin
said Jamie.
And Bad
no, I get, give me give me, ja- give me Jamie.
So we talking about stand-up comedy?
What we talking about?
Or movies?
We talking about everything,
talking
right?
Talking about the whole gambit.
What you want from Jamie Foxx?
The Jamie Foxx show was fucking amazing.
It wasn't better than Martin. Stop.
Okay, season 4 and 5, he was on drugs.
Yeah.
Season 4 and 5, he was on drugs. He wasn't even funny.
Don't matter.
It was does. It better than Martin? Season 1 through 3, yeah,
was it
I'll give
you
that.
Martin?
Yeah, because it was fucking consistent.
Nigga.
It was 7 seasons of consistent
you
comedy.
The only nigga that ever said Jamie Foxx.
Okay.
Jamie Foxx show wasn't even better than Wayne's Brothers.
You gotta relax.
That's what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, no, you gotta calm down. Yeah.
It has some episodes, though. Damn.
Wayne's Brothers got
Wayne's
five
Brothers
seasons
on DVD right now.
Wayne's Brothers is better than Jamie Foxx show.
Ooh,
Jamie Foxx right behind him.
I love Jamie Foxx show, though. Oh.
Come on, man.
Jamie Foxx, what?
Come on, man.
But think about all Jamie could do in his show.
You only can watch so many Jamie Foxx shows because they had too many characters. You gotta listen to fucking Braxton. You gotta listen to Fancy, yeah. The grand, the aunt, the uncle, the other. You know what I mean?
It was casted amazingly.
It was the Wayne's brothers.
I don't know. We need Wayne's to have a watch off.
They carried that show. I'm not gonna lie.
Hold on, man. I think we should have a watch off, man. We gotta watch
Wayne's brothers and pops. Well, you can't
two episodes of each, though.
Jamie Foxx ain't competing with them niggas. So, he might have been funnier than one of them.
So would you say that? Would you say that movie wise?
Exactly.
Jamie Foxx versus Martin. Movie wise,
I'm gonna give it to Martin.
Really? On what grounds, though?
Jay.
Blue Streak?
No, I just like Martin. I just like Martin better.
Bro. Big Mama's House?
Nah.
Bad Boys.
Bad Boys. I got to give him the 3 Bad Boys movies.
I ain't seen a third one yet, so I don't know.
Nothing to Lose was my shit.
Nothing to Lose, yeah.
What's the worst that can happen was pretty all right.
Blue Streak was dope.
Blue Streak was dope. I think it was underrated, too.
He got some movies.
Okay, but look at Jamie Foxx. He had Long Island Citizens.
Django.
Life.
Oh, he wasn't in
it.
Martin Lawrence was in it.
Life.
Django.
Claude.
Oh, you said Django.
Claude.
That was Martin.
My name is Claude.
Oh yeah, that
was Martin.
That's one of my favorite movies. But you can't deny Jamie Foxx got more. You know, he got like real.
Jamie Foxx
shit.
Got blockbuster movies, but yeah. It's not like it didn't make me. It didn't make
but
him my favorite.
Good. Ray,
it ain't make him
Ray.
My favorite.
Yeah, Ray versus Life.
Was blind.
Ray
the
did good in Ray. He did good in Ray, but
that nigga went blind because of pink eye.
I'm not gonna say he was
that's a fact.
Martin.
That's a fact, dog. Ray Charles went blind because of fucking.
This nigga not blind.
I know, but Ray Charles is blind because of a pink eye, dog.
Fun fact. Not
that's
so
not fun, fun, but it's
not
a
so
fucking
fun
fact, though.
Not so fun
I
fact.
I think that's a good this or that, though. Like,
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx and Martin Lawrence.
I think Martin would like the TV show.
I mean, if you're going to do overall,
if you could be
it's Jamie Foxx.
Martin.
Would you be a musical genius, but you just had to be blind or deaf?
No.
Musical genius? Like, everything I
like
everything
seeing
I put
shit
on
too
is,
much.
Like, fucking dope?
I like seeing shit too much.
What do you like seeing?
Everything.
Yeah, dog. Yeah. Fuck that, dog. They got like hearing shit. I like seeing
shit. I think the trees, noise.
And birds. And
I think
dogs.
Noise gets me better.
I just don't like music. At that
nigga,
point.
I would not be doing podcasts, though. Like, nigga, you can't do podcasts.
And be deaf. If you blind?
If I'm blind,
if
yeah, you
deaf?
Can.
You can. If you deaf, you can.
No, right. I wouldn't want to be deaf. I think that'd be the last
nigga,
thing.
Nigga, how you going to do a podcast if you deaf, bro?
So you got to think about the question. I'm just not going to do
blind
music.
Blind or deaf?
No, I'm just not going to do music.
Blind or deaf? Which one would you want?
He said blind or deaf if you want to do music and you being great at music. I'm just not going to do
which
music.
Which one would you pick, though? Which one would you pick, being blind or deaf?
I'm going to be an artist.
I'm not picking either.
I'd rather be blind.
Nope. Fuck that.
How you know how many times I hear some bullshit a day? You know how many times I see some bullshit a day? It's not comparable. I see bullshit maybe 2-3 times a day, but I hear bullshit all goddamn.
Yeah, I'll be deaf. I'll pick deaf. If I gotta be deaf or blind, I'm gonna be deaf.
Yeah, because I can still talk.
Because I don't want to have to walk with, you know what I'm saying, with a cane or with a dog.
I want to be able to watch football.
I want to see niggas.
Nigga, I do not want to hear football. I want to watch football.
Yeah, I want to see niggas.
I'm gonna choose deaf.
If you give me a choice between watching football and hearing football, I'm gonna pick watching football.
I know that nigga.
If you give me a choice between watching porn and hearing porn, I'm gonna pick watching porn.
I'm so
all right. You don't fuck with the lights on?
Huh? What?
Do you fuck with the lights on?
No, who
do you realize that when you turn lights off, your eyes adjust so you can't actually see in the dark? You know that, right?
I close my eyes.
Your eyes closed the whole time you fucking.
If it's in the dark,
you're just moving
yeah.
around, just blind.
On, yes.
Stop it, bro.
I'm fucking. I like my other senses to be that much heightened.
You know.
Yeah, I do. I like my senses to be
like in the bedroom like that. Your titties. Oh, your titties.
Not if you know who you with, man. It's like, it's like searching around.
He's sniffing for the pussy and shit.
Turn the lights off and get spidey senses.
I do. Maybe.
I can't see, man. Where you at?
The conditions must be perfect.
Put my finger on it. On or off.
Put my finger on it. Just put my finger on it.
Yeah, on or off. It don't matter. I mean, shit, dog. It just lights on, lights off.
I'm
gonna
see
matter.
That ass regardless.
Like, shit.
But you don't want to feel that ass though.
Man, I'm
you go, bro. You gonna feel it and see it. Why you want to be closed off to the visuals?
Like I turn the lights off, I can still touch. I'm not just. Going
you know what I'm saying? You don't want to see the areolas.
Oh yeah, areolas tell a story too, don't they?
They tell a story.
We all know pink areolas in white girl.
Yeah, like, you gotta have the moonlight. You gotta have the moonlight coming through the blinds. So we just
areola astronomy.
Areolas tell a story, man. You got big areolas. You come
the
from a tribe of hunters and gatherers.
That's dribbling.
That's what it is. That's phrenology.
Quiet is kept. That's the best part of the titty. Just so y'all know.
The big dipper.
That's like the decoration.
Dipper. There it is. Oh, God.
Little areolas make you like, damn, something's missing on that titty.
So no, I like little areolas. Make you like little why? Chocolate drop nipples.
No, that mean, that's like a pizza that need more pepperoni.
Oh, it's stupid.
Like, hey, they ain't putting no pepperoni on this shit. Man,
oh got,
little ass pepperonis.
On a large piece, you got 3 pepperonis.
Yeah, I need them big New York
style. God damn! The areolas have the titty.
What did you hear this?
Them the best titties. The whole
titty
areola.
The whole titty.
People like they staring at you the whole time, like nigga, suck this. Titty areola. Big areola joints.
Bro, y'all motherfuckers.
The little areola titties be squinting at you. Like,
so pink areola means what?
Huh?
What? Pink areola means what?
She white.
All right. Brown areola means what?
She black.
Oh, black-ish. Okay. What about the like the peach areola?
Oh, black-ish.
Yeah, black-ish.
Nigga, peach.
Peach areola.
Nigga, peach. Nigga, I had to think about
she
that.
She got my wife.
She light skin. She mixed.
She mixed.
So Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican.
Might be Puerto Rican. Maybe. Maybe Dominican. Rican. I know a Dominican with some nice
the
peach
areola astronomy.
We can talk about
Spanish.
This all day.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Love areola.
I'm from Spain.
Y'all motherfuckers keep on going back to like titties and shit, dog. Like, every time I switch it up, it's like go right back to fucking areolas and shit.
Shit, just let us go.
It's a universal.
Let's go down the areola road.
They got titties
it's
everywhere.
Not me.
The areola road.
Let's break this up.
They got titties everywhere. That's why we can talk about it.
I don't even like titties, though.
What?
Ass man.
All right, man.
Full blown?
Full blown.
I mean, that's a fact.
You could have A cups, negative A's.
One day we're going to do a getting to know a dirt bag. We're going to ask you a bunch of questions.
Nah,
bet.
I need me
getting to know a dirt bag.
Bet.
Coming soon.
And I got explanations
on all the hard hitting questions.
So you're not an ass man?
Huh?
Ass man.
Yeah.
Of course.
I'm both, though. I need both.
No. Don't be fucking greedy.
I need both to survive.
Don't be fucking greedy.
Yeah. You need oxygen and nitrogen. Yeah,
I know, but.
I need oxygen and carbon dioxide.
I can survive off oxygen.
I need ass and titties. So you can literally have a little ass, like a nice little ass, but nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Yes. I could.
Me too.
That's not my life.
Absolutely nothing.
If it's nice.
If it's nice. I mean, like a 10 star.
All nipples?
Like a 5-star ass.
I ain't about to suck on another.
All nipples.
You don't suck on titties?
I mean, shit.
I need a little boy chest.
Yeah, I'm sucking on a boy chest. Nigga, I'm cool.
Them titties are special effects, man, but you need them.
That nigga's stupid. That nigga said you don't suck on titties.
That's like if you go to an amusement park. That nigga was real curious just now, though. You ever been to like an amusement park with one ride?
Yeah, like the fair and shit.
Or they got like two rides. You're like, it was cool. They ain't had that many rides.
But if you got a chick where she got big titties and a nice ass, like,
I mean, that's ideal.
That's amusement park, nigga.
I can choose one of that ass.
I can play on the titties. I can go to the ass for a little while.
But that's one or the other. That's alternate, like if you go to an amusement park and they got two rides,
I can do both.
But you can only get on one. That's what that is.
That's like a chick with ass, no titties. You're like, damn. I mean, it was cool, but she had a titties.
Yeah, like, I just kept riding the same joint.
Nah, you're going to get tired of
that. I can stay in one position for a while.
I'm going to go around and tell them, hey, let me go again.
Special effects. So titties got special effects, bro.
They don't.
They do.
You think so?
No, ass got a special effect.
If you smash it from the back, you're getting ass ripple and you're getting titty swing.
Yeah, but I don't see the titty swing.
Shit, me. Because you got the lights off.
You peek around.
You got the lights off and your eyes closed. Bam, 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 bam. Open your eyes. You can see some special effects. Gotcha, bitch. Open your eyes. There's all kind of shit going on if you open your eyes.
Yeah. Certain pussy, I got to keep my eyes closed. Because if I see the special effects, that's going to fuck me up.
You got to watch. Man, hey, man, you got to open your eyes,
why
man.
Why would it fuck you up?
Because that open motherfucker already feel like a gorilla fist. So I'm like, man. I need like not to see the visual.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Shout out to all the gorilla fists.
Hey, man.
Out there.
All right, on a serious note.
Hey, man. So, man, shout out to the train in the background, man. I appreciate you so much.
Bringing
man.
That shit in. Yeah. Escobar.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you know what
I'm saying? See,
them joints is what I'm talking about. They can't see. This special delivery. Okay. Is
of
right
course, they got pictures of titties.
I wasn't even talking about it. Oh, I see, they coming through.
Yeah, they
are. Yeah, I'm going to be like, yeah, but that joint's. Hey. At the
back
side, small.
Man, that motherfuckers as hell, man.
All hey, man. Up top
like,
titty.
I'm cool. I mean, I'm gonna still do what I do, but.
You up top titty.
No, like, okay, like a no ass, that's like a damn. That's like disappointment.
Thank you. Come on, man.
Like nothing?
Nothing.
Like, you ain't gonna give me
long
nothing.
Back with a crack in it.
Make me wanna take you to the gym.
Nah, we can't do that.
Start some squats or something. We gonna have to grow your ass. I like you.
So, you like hard shape or pop out?
Both.
You I like the pop out.
Both of them. I like the pop out joints, the heart shape, the big joints, the wide joints. Ass, bro. Like, what are you talking about?
I do love
like, it. Ain't
I,
one ass.
Dumb pop outs, though.
I'm talking about a dumb ass. But he's like, man,
it ain't
ass.
Just one type, bro. You got it depends on who know. It's attached to.
True, that too. That too. That too.
Get on my nerves.
That too.
You looking at thighs? We looking at hips? What we looking
legs,
at?
Legs, you know calves, saying? Ankles.
I ain't looking at no ankles.
I am, because you got cankles. It's a problem.
Yeah, you can have cankles, bro.
Yeah.
That lets you know what the future going to look like.
Exactly.
You see them cankles, you know like,
I'm worried about the future.
You ain't about
cankles.
To meet her moms and then know how she going to look based off her moms, right? You ain't going to look at the ankles and be like, oh, she's going to have them ankles for life, son.
No, she's going to get bigger, man.
Yeah, them ankles going to get bad, man. I know some bad chicks with cankles.
I don't really know the cankle theory.
The cankle theory is bad because you don't want that heavy-ass foot in the air and you let that bitch go and it busts you across the head on the way down. That's crazy. You don't want that.
Why is
that's why I like girls with little feet.
You gotta always analyze old people too and look and think of how they used to be when they were young.
Yeah.
I mean, some people keep cankles and they stay right. I don't know, bro.
Nah, I don't
you
know.
I mean, your whole leg. Baby.
Yeah, your leg is
your
fat.
Whole leg. You can't have no
you got fat ass with cankles.
Ass.
That don't work.
That means she got thick thighs, though.
Yeah, but,
yeah, but they might be
man, crazy. But you don't want to feed her too much.
Y'all boys are scared.
Scared of, yes, I'm scared of cankle meat. Right. That shit is
y'all
heavy.
Niggas is scared.
Cankle meat heavy, homie.
I'm just saying.
Y'all niggas is scared of the
picture. I like nice legs. I like heart
love.
Shape.
You know,
I like
lift.
Nice thighs. Booty ain't got to be big, just soft.
Ain't
got to
okay. be big, just soft.
Ain't got to be big, just
nah,
soft.
No, nah, I agree. I don't know.
Ain't got to be big, man.
No, so I guess it's a different thing between big and having an ass at all. Like, you got to have something.
Yeah. I know, and I've been to Korea, so I've seen some nasty.
Like, I don't like the
no
letter,
ass bitches,
the letter joints that shape like the letter P, like they top heavy, like big titties, and like no ass
upper butt,
huh?
Like upper butt.
Yeah, I ain't gonna call it upper like, butt, but it's like, I call them letter P.
I call it upper butt. Like you can like set something on it, but nothing.
Like you can see them coming from mad far.
Oh no, but that's hips though. That's lips, and
you don't even see no head.
That's crazy.
Don't get fooled by the hips.
She got on some joints. She got some jeans look like Chucky, nigga. her bottom half look like a painter.
If,
like
if her ass is fat in her work uniform, her ass is fat.
Yes.
Yes. No, I don't know no work uniform that compliments a girl's ass.
I do.
RN, I guess. RN and nurses.
RN, police officer chicks.
Nah.
The post office joints with the shorts.
Yeah, but that's old, but like
I'm talking about the old boy. Right, right. Where you been? Right. You ain't guys, seen the young, right. These you young
guys
joints.
Are, hey, but guess what, man? You guys are blowing my
young
eye.
Young joints got big old. What, you don't like ass?
Nah, I mean, I just don't want to talk about it for 20 minutes.
Nigga don't want to talk about butts.
For 20 minutes.
All right, what about guns? I can talk about guns for 20 minutes. Cars.
No, I'm not talking about that. So I got a question for you. I got a question. Who wants to go first? I got some trick questions.
Me. Switch me, please. Please.
All right, it's trick question time. All right. Okay. It's stupid, but fuck it. Stupid, all right, Eddie. Fuck it.
Gotcha.
If a plane crashes in the U.S.
Oh, it's one of them. Shit.
Right.
In Canada.
Uh-huh.
Where do you bury the survivor?
You said if a plane crashed in the U.S. The fuck up. And Canada.
Right. And so on the border?
Yeah.
All right. Because seeing as how I'm over 16 years old and I know the answer, you don't bury survivors.
Okay.
I was about to say, nigga, that's
see?
Cool.
See? That was stupid.
Yeah.
Next one, please.
Nigga right. Telling riddles.
And I still was going to get it wrong, and I knew.
Yeah, I knew you were.
We doing riddles.
I don't know, man. That was the only one I really had that was good.
Nigga. He stopped asking.
I got one. Okay, here you go.
What stupid ass catch?
I got a joint. It's called Would You Rather. Did we talk about this?
I'm not. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think we did.
Did we? Would you rather?
I'd rather hear you.
Would I rather tighten this mic up? All
right.
Did we talk about having sex with no legs?
Yeah, we definitely did, man.
No legs, yeah. I said disabilities, and you niggas like, disability.
I'm fascinated by that, by the way.
Fascinated with a girl with disabilities?
Yeah.
So if you could have a girl with what disability would you want her to have?
None.
She could be deaf.
Deaf? Cussing that bitch out every time you get a chance to.
I'll take that.
Yeah. I would take a...
We can figure it out.
I would take enlarged G-spot. I would take that. Disability.
This nigga, of course. Is that a... You don't get a handicap sticker for that, son.
You could?
No.
Nigga.
No.
Probably.
How?
Just say I have uncontrollable orgasms. I'm disabled.
So you need to be at the front of the parking lot?
Yeah, right.
Nah, bitch.
It'll take me forever if my legs are rubbing together. You bust a girl.
You bust that nut and find a spot just like me.
What if so the average penis here has 8,000 nerve endings. What if you had 32,000 nerve endings on your on
y'all motherfuckers just can't stop talking about dick and pussy every time, dog. Every time, dog. Like, I've been doing an experiment for the last, like, three topics. Every time I say something, y'all motherfuckers related back to dick and pussy.
All right, okay, all right.
Let's like every time. Though.
Let's do this. Like, they don't teach this shit in school.
Like every time.
We're gonna do
like every time.
We're gonna do
school.
We're gonna do. They don't teach you this shit in school. Anybody want to go first? People. Something that they've gone through in their life.
Oh, people skills. They don't teach people how to interact with other people.
Go deeper.
Like you got these kids that go to school. See now, look what your mind. Look what your mind doing.
Okay.
You got people, they go to school. Say you live in the hood, right?
Right.
And you going to a school and they're like, okay, we're going to teach y'all people skills. Like, because obviously a lot of these niggas don't know how to interact with other people.
They know how to work the
people
room.
People with authority. Facts.
Right.
It's hierarchies wherever you go. If you in school, it's a hierarchy.
Right.
If you go to work, people
don't
know how to
respect. If you in a gang, it's hierarchy.
And motherfuckers don't respect that. Unless they in the gang. Then they respect the gang rules, but you ain't going to respect the rules that's in other places.
Do you think it's fake to be able to work a room?
Excuse me.
What?
Like, do you think it's fake to be able to literally go to any part of the room, city, and be able to, like, adjust?
Is it wrong?
Is it fake?
No, it ain't fake. You adapting, nigga. That's like any... You can't say a lizard fake for going in the desert, and then all of a sudden this nigga changing colors and shit. Right, like, he adapted. No,
true.
Just like a nigga.
Yeah, just like a nigga.
Yeah, he adapted. Oh, because we was in the dark, son.
Oh, yeah, because sun's going down.
Right. So, yeah, he adapted. That's all it's about. Adaptability, nigga. You can't go into a room with people like you don't have nothing in common with and just fade out.
So what about the niggas who like, oh, come on, bro. Adjust. You forgot where you came from.
Why is we here then, nigga? Like, what the fuck is you talking about? Like, if you in a place where you...
Shit, you know what I wish they teach?
It's a time and place for everything.
You're right.
I'll tell you what I wish they teach.
Do you
want to
be ratchet all the time?
Not at all.
No,
I don't think niggas who are ratchet want to be like that all the time.
Made like that.
Yeah. I don't think angry niggas want to be angry all the time. I really don't.
I don't know, man. Who knows?
Angry all the time? That's so much.
It's a condition. It's not a want, or it's not a something that you're being conscious of. It's a condition. Like you being conditioned to be upset all the time.
What you think, Trent?
What?
something that they should teach in school.
Like, they should teach that everything, not everything has a happy ending.
But that's not a subject. Hey, we're going to teach y'all. This disappointment class. Welcome to disappointment class, nigga.
Man, all y'all got Fs. Might as well disappoint
already.
Your
all y'all starting off with an F. Fuck you, disappointment class.
Your mama don't give a fuck about you, nigga.
That'll be the funniest shit ever.
Hey, and he should teach it because he's being funny, but that's some shit niggas need to hear. You automatically start off with an F.
That's a crazy joke.
What you want to be when you grow up?
Nope.
You'll never make it. You're a piece of shit.
Nah, that's probably not going to happen for you, though. You're stupid in the motherfucker.
You got dreams? Fuck your dreams, nigga.
Look, this is going to be your life. It's going to be your career. Life. But hold on. Do you think that it would kind of...
Disappointment.
He's going to pass out. He's going to pass out occupation. I'm janitor.
McDonald's.
Do you think that would motivate, though? That would motivate me. If you say McDonald's burger flipper for the rest of my life.
Make kids take like a fake aptitude test growing up that says, hey, you're going to be a janitor. And they'd be like, oh, man, fuck this.
Yeah, fuck this shit.
I look at kids. And I always just do that. I look at kids and I be like, yo.
You don't stand a chance.
That little nigga, they gonna be in jail by the time you like shake.
And they ain't gonna make it through the summer.
I see the same shit. Yeah. Like,
but do you think it's your
5 years old or nigga be
do you think it's your service to tell somebody that? Like, if you see a 7 year old who's a fuck up.
Nah, that ain't your job.
But he your sister's kid.
But they not gonna listen though.
It's your nephew?
Yeah.
It's still not gonna
nigga, put a foot in his ass. What the fuck?
That's all you can do.
If you my family and I see you fucking up, I'm going to put my foot in the eyes, especially if you a youngin'. You know what I'm saying? You up under me. I ain't going to just let you out be out here looking stupid.
All right, a bitch you fucking. You see her 7 year old out there acting up.
I'm going to put him on game somewhere. He got a daddy somewhere.
Somewhere. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to put him on game.
So your wife. So your wife got a kid. Your stepkid.
That's you the stepfather. Step in, nigga, and be a father.
But at some point, you got to prep for that. So, like, if you just dating a chick that has a kid and you see him in the, you know, getting
that's different. Yeah, yeah. Because now you invested. So you got
to. You would definitely have to be like, yo, at some point in time, hey, man, little dude.
Nope.
Like, I know I ain't your dad and shit like that. Shit, dog, me personally, dog, I've had a stepfather. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I ain't tripping, dog. Like, I know, like, motherfuckers might get mad. Baby daddy might get mad. Whatever the case may be. I'm just saying, hypothetically, you know what I'm saying? But you got to, eventually.
If you ain't raising your kids, somebody going to raise
it. It don't matter because it's all about making that kid grow up in a healthy environment.
That's being a stand up nigga.
Like, it don't matter, dog. You can be mad at me, bro. Like, I ain't tripping.
You ain't gonna make it through the summer, bro.
Nah, nigga, you gonna fail next year. You don't get in your books, nigga. You
at the rate you going, you yeah.
I had a step kid. I was a stepfather for 3 years, and that nigga was it was a wrong nigga. And I told his mom like, yo, this nigga's like he's destined to fail.
If you got
like,
the title of stepdaddy, you get to slap a kid.
Like, you think so? Hold on. You think
nah.
You think the stepdad should smack the shit out of nigga?
It depends on the relationship. It depends on the relationship.
I take that back. In the 90s, if you had the title of a step parent, you had to
depend on the relationship.
Smack it.
Yeah, now you'd be squared up in the middle of the street.
If I can't do that, when you like one of his
little homeboys and shit. That's my dad right there, nigga. That's a stepdad right there, nigga. You can't do shit.
He smacked me.
You go to the store, oh, you JR stepdad?
What's up? I ain't doing that.
What's up, nigga? Everywhere I go, I gotta fight your little friends.
Bring but I mean, that's just a condition in the hood that's just not
nowadays.
Cool right now.
Yeah. Nowadays.
But if they was there, like, since you was like 1, 2, 3.
Yeah,
like,
you got a respect for a certain motherfucker. Yeah.
Really, that's
nigga
your
been
pop.
There like, since I can remember. Yeah, so,
that's your pop.
And
they stuck around, so shit.
Shout out to my step pops, man. He passed away some years ago, but shit. That motherfucker was my pops, too, shit. Like, shit.
That's how it should be.
You know what I'm saying?
That's seamless. It should be seamless.
And more men need to do that shit, though, for real.
Shout out to the stepfather,
though. But, like, niggas need to do
that shit. Shout out to daddies, too, shit.
Even if you ain't want to be no stepfather, no shit like that, just being a young nigga life, man.
Yeah, you ain't got to be nobody's daddy, you know what I'm saying?
Holla at him, pull him to the side, and be like, yo.
That's what I just said. But if you see a nigga in the street, like, 7 years old, wilding. This nigga already got the cap gun riding down feet.
I don't know, it depends.
Get your stupid ass over here.
Do I live in his neighborhood?
Yeah,
he
like, you know the
nigga. You can't do all of them because the nigga might shoot you. So, you know.
If I see him all the time,
that'd be the weird shit, though. That'd be the weird shit, because you help raise them little niggas and little niggas still end up coming and shoot you later on.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, damn, dog. Like, damn. I done seen that, too.
So, okay, so let's see. The same for a little girl. If you see a little 7 year old and she hot in the pants,
nah.
Oh, man.
Are you intervening with that?
You don't touch that, B.
Yeah,
so you let it happen?
No, you don't touch
that. Whoa, why not?
You tell her mama. I tell her mama.
Or like, pops or something like, hey, man.
Yeah, of course.
Running with the boys.
I ain't about to get involved.
Nigga, but you can't even do that, though. You can't even do that because that's snitching.
But it's nah, but nah, yeah, nah.
And is it snitching if it's a kid?
Is it not?
Nah, is it snitching if
is it snitching if it's a kid?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're literally about to a 9-year-old girl is walking with some 13-year-old boys. Do you know what they about to go do? Is that snitching?
Nah.
If I know her and I know her,
you
parents,
know, like. Treese, that's Treese, little girl.
Oh yeah, I'm telling Treese that.
Like, bitch, your fucking thot ass daughter is fucking.
I'm about to pull over, man.
Exactly. That's you know that's not snitching. That's
I'm gonna block that shit. I'm definitely gonna block that shit. Yeah. That shit ain't happening. That shit ain't going down.
Yeah. But we used to do that shit.
You know what I'm saying? Kind of hypocritical shit is this?
Those same niggas, but that's I mean shit.
Yeah, niggas.
Did you know what was wrong when you was doing it though?
What?
Nah.
When you was 15 smashing, you know, let's say she was.
Y'all the same age. You ain't thinking about how she gonna get in trouble, nigga.
So I was supposed to go
sneaking, like, you sneaking through.
I ain't supposed to be here either, so, like,
I'm skipping school as well. Yeah.
Your mama get off later than my mama.
Nigga, that was the best phone call ever. Like, yo, come through my window, like, bet.
Like, hey, I ain't never got to come through my window.
Bro, I drive, hey, boy, I hit that bike. Paddle on that bike about a mile, dog. Stab that bitch in the bushes, man, on the side of the house.
I had to walk. I had to walk over 3 miles for some.
And she had a walk.
You walked
bed,
over
dog.
3 miles.
Oh, this man, was back, shit. Like 15, 16 years old. Butter.
And you walked back home.
And I walked back.
I ain't gonna front. Like, I probably walked that far for some.
Exactly.
Because when you like 14, 15, you ain't got no whip.
But it was hot outside, though.
I want.
I was a big nigga, so shit. It was kind of like I was sweating.
Imagine
when I
going
got
that far and you ain't fucking. Like, I don't walk that far. True. And I wasn't fucking.
All right, hold up, though.
14, 15, 14, 15.
You yourself.
Why?
So you wouldn't stop somebody. You wouldn't stop. We didn't do that for real. We just.
Learn from my mistakes.
Like, exactly.
Don't do as I do. Do as I say.
So you wouldn't let a young girl go with like 3 dudes, or no, you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
you
let her go. Like, if I know she's going with these niggas,
you know.
I mean,
the
if
walk.
You happen to see, like you said, yeah,
I gotta know her though. Yeah, I'm not like butting my nose in the kid business that I don't even know that.
You know,
yeah, I ain't save a kid, but if I know her family, I know her. I'm gonna stop that shit. I'm blocking it. Not me personally, maybe, but I'm making the call.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to call whoever. Grandma, I'm going to call pops, uncle, aunt, whoever.
Making that call. And I'm stopping. In fact, I'm going to get the little
girl. I'm just
going to
watch
and put in
see
the
where they going. Like, where they going? Oh, they went, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, by shit, the time you head back and tell Trees.
You crazy, man.
I ain't my had daughter been ringed by like 3 dudes already.
Cell phone, my nigga.
All right, okay, Trees, hey, your daughter over here getting ringed.
No, how you know? You just seen it. She bought two.
You gotta,
people, yeah, you watch your kids.
Duh, you,
I don't want to have to watch them. Watch your kids.
You don't want that phone call.
Talk to him.
You don't want that. You definitely can't tell a nigga like that.
As a father of 3 girls, that's one of my biggest fears.
Hey, man, your daughter getting reamed out right now.
Now you got a whole nother set of obligations.
Look,
we got to fight.
You know what I'm saying? You got a whole nother set. We got a little girl.
We got a little girl, man. It's like, You're literally fighting to save a precious vagina.
Man, yeah. I'm not getting into this shit.
I know, yeah,
how the fuck do we end up getting back to it, though?
See,
every turn,
you didn't even
though
have to take it to,
every
the, to
fucking
that.
Turn,
I'm fighting to save
though
her virginity.
Like, I try to hit a fucking right
watch
turn.
Watch your kids. Just take care of them. Watch them. Make sure they.
We end up taking
that's just
3 right turns.
I know she got to have. I want her to keep it as long as she can.
I mean, that's just talk you got to have, but it ain't all about that.
I want at least 25 years of no
railing.
That
ain't
no
the
railing
whole job.
No railing.
You got to hip her. You got to put her up on game.
Of course, of course.
You
of
got
course.
If you got any kids, you got to put them up on game.
But what game do you tell them?
If you got little boys,
that
the game
precious
is different than you tell little girls.
Bro, this shit worse now because these kids got phones.
Exactly. Like,
man,
shit,
phones.
They'll fuck around and learn and block you out and
you
learn from social media.
They will. But if you got to come with them real. I think a lot of us didn't listen to our parents because they started off with a lie.
Y'all talking about phones. These motherfuckers got choppers, bro.
Yeah, you got to come at them 100.
100. From Jump Street.
These little niggas out here shooting.
Because you don't want them to be like, you remember that one time you talking about Santa Claus? Like,
see,
I not doing
that's another
about
thing,
Santa Claus
too. That's
like,
another
crazy
thing. Like, you mentioned these niggas running around here with choppers and shit. That's what you, if you got kids that's not in the hood or kids that's not, like, involved in that type of shit, you got to put them up on game on these little niggas that is.
Nigga, call me what you want to call
before
me,
before you get caught off guard. Like, yeah,
but
it's kids your age walking around here with guns. So
nigga,
before you decide to blah, 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 you know what I'm saying? Just be aware of that shit.
Nigga, I have worked my ass off so my kids would never know what the projects is, dog.
Yeah, but
fuck
you,
that,
dog.
It's
they
not even
the
projects. They
need, at the end of the day, they need to know at some point.
No, I'm saying, like, as far as, like, living and growing up in that motherfucker, like, they gonna know about it.
They don't need to have that experience.
But they, like, going through it, that shit? Nah. Hell nah, dog.
That's
crazy,
the whole point of, like, what you should want for your kids. You shouldn't want them to be exposed to that.
Have you, okay, have you ever dated a woman from obscurity? Have you ever dated a woman who came from nothing?
Yeah.
How was it?
Nigga, that's the story of my motherfucking life.
No. Growing up, nigga. That's called growing up.
No, I'm saying, like,
it's called dating, nigga.
What the fuck, nigga?
There's different levels of nothing.
I'm black and from, and from the South, dog. No, and for, no, like, who the fuck do you think would want to date me,
no,
dog?
No, it's different types of nothing.
Broke motherfuckers, dog.
What you mean nothing? Like,
I mean, like, I know women who come from third world countries.
Like, they ain't got no electricity?
For like 12 hours a day. No electricity, no water.
She probably don't need no boyfriend, bro.
What you mean?
How did
it
even get?
Oh, I like that. What you mean?
She should be at work helping the fam.
How did it even get?
No, she got the fuck up out of that. She out of that now. She's away from that country. Oh, she's in America.
$13
she's an adult. She got
bro.
Her own shit. That's
she got her own shit.
But she come from nothing.
She comes from nothing. But
what's wrong with that?
How was it? I'm asking how was it?
I don't even understand the question.
It was no, it's not. Because when you date women who came from a lot, it's like,
what?
Damn, bitch.
But how often do you date a woman that comes from a lot? Like, that's at two extremes.
You said, I mean,
like, she don't
you
come
don't,
from shit.
You don't even get to that age
so
until you, like...
Everything.
But for, hold on. You, first of all, you don't even really get to that age until you're, like, late 20s.
Exactly.
No, early 30s and shit.
Because I ain't gonna lie. When I was young, I had chicks who, you know...
I understand that, but I'm talking about saying? Like frequently,
but,
like nah,
but still,
man.
Enough
like,
to be like, you
that
know,
shit don't matter.
To make a comparison.
Yeah, that shit don't matter.
You like, might catch one.
Yeah, you might catch an older chick that's doing that, but I'm talking about chicks your age.
But it ain't like you're not doing it consistently. Like, oh, I know the difference between these bitches.
Like, I do.
You ain't fucking with no no chick that's 23.
I know the difference between
$100,000 a year, making $100,000-$200,000 a year.
At this point, she's making her mom's money.
Yeah,
so it ain't like she came from it.
But no, I know how to spot a chick who came from nothing. Even how she acts now, with even when she has money, or she can do a lot with a little. A whole lot with very fucking.
That, that's the one thing I could probably say that you that's do it. See is like chicks that don't come from nothing is more it's resourceful,
extremely.
Than extremely. Chicks that just get everything they
and
want
and the head better too.
What?
That's neither here nor there.
I don't know why girls who come from nothing, head is just better.
I don't know. You know.
I think it's they suck with sufferance in they system.
Yeah, sure.
But no, I'm saying I don't think it matters the status.
All right.
It don't matter the status.
No, it don't matter the status because they all act crazy at the end of the day.
Yeah, as long as you educate and motivate.
You say all that crazy?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day,
you just gotta drown that shit out.
Educate and motivate.
It's a different crazy.
RPA. Smoke that shit out. Drink that shit out.
What the
fuck is wrong with you?
Facts.
Your motherfuckers as hell, man.
You asked for this shit.
Who? What did I ask for, man? I asked for nothing, dog.
I said, what they don't teach you in school? JR gave his. You gave yours. Style.
Yeah. Flames?
Flames.
Call me Styles P.
I did.
Styles P.
Is that right? I'm the ghost nigga.
Wild.
I just think like financial literacy.
Oh, yeah. That's
okay, nice. give us a financial literacy tip that you got, but you wish
from
a motherfucker
school?
Had a taught you. No, you wish a motherfucker had taught you this shit now.
Just all that's about simple. The investments, like, yeah, like
saving,
like small,
credit,
saving, and really like small,
two
small
things right
business
there.
Investments.
Diverse
like,
supply, really
niggas
yeah.
would be
portfolio.
In great positions if we learned that at an early age.
Like, saving, right, but no, okay,
they didn't teach us in school how to
break
start
down,
a business.
Diversify your portfolio because these niggas
know,
will hear that shit all the time,
else?
But
they don't
know what
they
don't
mean? Teach niggas
what?
That, it, like how to use a bank early,
right?
You gotta get your credit.
Like, if you in the hood, you know, niggas don't use the bank, don't use debit card.
No,
I want all the money in my head,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
I
one thing you don't
me,
learn.
Yeah,
when you in school,
big bank rolls on me.
Nah, I want to own it. In the bank.
No
they didn't teach you
account,
how to take this and make this. Yeah. They taught you how to take.
They don't
this
say like, okay, you
want to
buy a house when you get so and so. This is what you need to do. They don't tell you that shit.
Okay, yeah, I got one for you.
You just gotta hear word of mouth or fuck around and fuck up.
So if you wanna, let's just say you came into some money, but you don't want your name out there. If you're smart enough to not want your name out there and have money, because that takes a mature mind too. I think a lot of young niggas get money, want everybody to know I got money.
Yeah.
But the smart way to do it is
money phoning.
Yeah, no, nigga, I don't want you to know I got money.
For real.
I want you to be literally drinking a juice in my face and be like, "This juice is delicious," and I'm like, "Yes, sir, there it is."
What the fuck does that?
No, okay, so if you want to live that
juice, your thirst or something. Like, what's,
no, if you want to live juice? That type of lifestyle, what you do is,
yes,
was
sir.
Taking a sip as he said that.
Juice? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Like, is that juice good? Yes, sir. See, that's what I'm talking about. Rich people and poor people.
No, if you want to live a type of lifestyle where you're like anonymous and anonymity is your name, okay. You open up a LLC and you purchase everything through that.
So that I ain't gonna lie, I'll take the money anonymously, but I'm petty as fuck, so I'll probably show up to my job like, fuck all y'all motherfuckers, dog. Like, let me tell
you. So you want to still work?
Let me, hell fucking no. No, it depends on how much money.
That's a good question. How much does it take?
How much money would it take for you to you walk in there and just say completely fuck your career?
$10 million or more.
Yeah, $10 million.
$10 million or more. I ain't gonna say a million, because that shit is 2 weeks.
I'm gonna say $5 million.
Five? Nah, I can fuck $5 million off in 2 weeks.
No, you can't. No, you cannot.
I can fuck $5 million off in 2 weeks.
No, you can't. That's five million dollars
before taxes or after taxes.
I've fucked off $156,000 in 4 years. So it's kind of like, and I did, but if I had $5 million, I'm fucking it off.
Let's say $2 million.
You bought a motorcycle and a pool table.
Let's say $2 million.
Old schools.
$2 million.
$2 million?
Nah.
Fuck my job? Nah.
Because you got to think. You got to think. Let's do the math.
Nah.
$2 million. How many times 100,000 goes into a million? 10 times.
Yeah.
Right? That's 20 times.
20
right?
times.
So so basically, I mean, what? Average, you might make 100,000 to 200,000
like,
a year.
To burn like
so
that's, 50 bridges? That's
basically ain't no what, average, nigga. So what average you talking about?
But I'm just saying. Oh, like, let's say 200,000, right?
Okay.
200,000 a year, that's 20. So it would take you 10 years to get that.
$2 million.
To $2 million.
Yeah.
Nigga, you went to a good school.
That was a great school.
No, but see what I'm saying? So would you rather sacrifice 10 years of your life for $2 million?
You about to burn mad bridges.
Or would you rather just get your $2 million right now and be able to do what the fuck you want to do?
I know I can fuck $2 million off in 2 weeks.
I ain't telling everybody fuck them, though. I ain't being like, yo, fuck all y'all. But I'll take my $2 million.
You gonna quit? I'm not gonna quit. I'm not gonna quit till I get to 10.
If I get $2 million, I ain't working, bro. Why is you working?
I got another job.
Cause I'm working for steady revenue. I'm not gonna.
Nigga, that's what I'm saying. If I fuck up, I get another job.
I ain't tripping.
I was a millionaire, man.
I ain't tripping.
I was a millionaire, goddammit. Niggas ain't gonna believe you.
I had two million, nigga.
We gonna flip it.
$2 million all taxes. So you got $2 million cash right now. You either quit your job or you can just spend 10 years at your job and make $2 million.
Hell no, I'm about to quit.
I gotta keep working.
10
bro.
Years?
I'm about to quit.
I gotta invest.
Because that's the equivalent of $200,000 a year.
I'm gonna do that once I'm out.
$200,000 a year. That's enough. For 10 years, it's $2 million.
So somebody. Nah,
I got ideas. That's what I'm saying.
I gotta invest that.
So would you rather take the $2 million up front? Yeah, you know, versus spend 10 years somewhere?
Because right now I can flip that. Like I can flip that right now.
I can turn that 2 to 5.
Facts, like
immediately.
I'm gonna turn that shit.
Wait, 2 to 5.
Baby steps, Holmes.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Like
at least 2.5.
At least automatically, you know what I'm saying. You got $1 million, you can
turn that 2 to 5.
You got $1 million, you can start. You can open up. You can open up like 3 or 4.
Would you rather spend 10 years at a company making $100,000 a year for 10 years that equals up to $1 million, or right now getting $1 million? Be like, yo, fuck your career.
My question is, how did I come into the money?
Because in 10 years, no, that shit gonna be 10
million. It don't matter. Just $2 million just showed up one day.
The price of living increases 3% every year.
Right. That's why they're supposed to increase your salary.
You don't just take that money. You don't just take that money and live off it. You take that money and do something.
But that's what I'm saying,
though.
I quit that day. Take the money.
Well, see, I know me. I'm not about to sit there and be like, "Well, I got $2 million. I'm about to go do something with that shit."
But that's how I would ask myself that question. If somebody be like, "All right, $1 million, you quit your job right now," I'd be like, "All right, how many years would I have this job to make $1 million?
You gotta do the math.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So you telling me,
and then be like, okay, do I want to wait this long,
shit, nigga? I ain't trying to work no job, nigga.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, nigga, I'm out, bro. I wouldn't go to work being like, oh,
I mean,
nah,
you this ain't the only job in the world.
Nah. It's not.
And I got $2 million, so.
Okay, so
if I change my mind, I could be like, fuck it, I just go to work.
Would you do it if
and
I
who
gave
you. Who
ain't
gonna hire a millionaire? You want them to be your friend. Like, I mean, I do got $2 million, but I still wanna work. Oh, come on board. Come on. They gonna want you to be their friend and shit, so they gonna give you the job.
Would you do it for $2,300 a month?
What?
Would you stop working for $2,300
a month?
Hell
no. Fuck no, nigga.
Fuck no. Of just like, nah.
23. I need at least $4,000-$5,000 a month.
That's a no for me,
dog.
That's a no for me, dog.
Yeah, I do it straight up fucking $10,000 a month.
$10,000 a month?
Hell yeah, $10,000 a month. $10,000 a month.
Comfortable.
That's $120 a year. That's $120 a year.
$10,000 a month, dog. Not doing nothing and still having your whole free time, still having 31 days to have other grinds to get other ways of income.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right.
That's yes.
Just checking where you hit.
That's easy. That's easy for me. Like, I wouldn't even think about it, dog. Like, shit, I'm taking a month off, though.
Oh, yeah. You're going to take some time. How much time would you take off? If I said, here's $10
million. I probably grind it out for, like, 2 years, though. I wouldn't spend no money. Like, if it was some shit like that, dog, I would still go to work, all that shit, stack up. And then, like, at the end of a year, dog, just be like, fuck it all.
Hell no, I'm about to take that right there. Sit back, call the proper people.
Proper people. I need to get in touch with the proper people in this one.
I need to get in touch with the proper people.
I said if I had 100 mil, I'm going that day. I'll be back in a month.
Anything over 5 million, nigga.
I'm going that day.
I'll go to work tomorrow and be like, yo, you know what? Fuck this shit, dog. I'm out, dog. It's been a pleasure, but I'm out, dog. It's been a pleasure, but I'm gone.
I'm out, dog.
$5 million, dog? I'm out, bro. Like, shit, you know how, like, nah, dog. Like, it's not like, you know, I'm going to make $5 million in next year.
True.
Doing what I'm doing. So
true.
I'm flipping that.
All I got to do is fucking take that $5 million, invest in myself. That's easy. That's easy.
Make sure you invest in yourself.
Nigga, if you an adult with your own shit, you invest in yourself all kind of ways every day. Nigga.
But a lot of people don't, though.
Nigga, if you pay your car payment and your car insurance just to get to work every fucking day, dog, guess what? You investing in yourself.
But it goes deeper than that. So let's just say you're a factory worker, like, somebody who stands on their feet for like 10, 12 hours a day. You won't buy the correct shoes. That's investing in yourself.
You know what else is investing in yourself? I'm sure that company that you're working for offers some kind of incentives, some kind of college tuition reimbursement.
Yeah, take that shit. Take that shit.
You know what I'm saying? That's how you invest in yourself. You don't want to be doing that shit forever. Okay, use that shit. Fucking go to school for free. Fucking get out in 2 years and then be in a better position.
But see, that's a long time when you talk to somebody young. Two years is a long time.
It's not.
Shit.
Look, two years is a long time.
22 to 24 ain't long.
They're not thinking that, though.
But that's what you got to
tell them.
They're
just hearing 2 years.
Shit, 2 years is a long time when you get older, though. That's just a damn boy.
That's just, how long you been doing this shit? Two goddamn years.
That's a long time, though.
No, but like J.R. brings up a good point. I know a lot of kids, like, if you tell them, all right, yo, in 5 years, you can have 100,000. They'll be like, damn, 5 years? And, like, they don't think.
But they don't have the plan written down. You
know, I got it written down for them, but maybe JR's right. Don't say 5 years. Say by 21.
Shit.
By your 21st birthday, you'll be able to buy Louis XIII by the bottle.
I got another theoretical question, man. Since all this shit going on with the 6ix9ine, and I was watching Snowfall a couple of days ago. Would you sell drugs for the government to be filthy rich?
Yeah.
Yep. Knowing that they'll throw your ass under the bus within 2 years.
Oliver, no.
Like, if they needed somebody to take a fall, it's a chance. You
for that nigga. Not even a chance. You are like, look at the track record.
I enjoy my freedom way too much.
Yeah. I don't know. I would do it.
You would do it? And then what happened when they come at
your Oliver North.
We want you to trap for us.
Oliver North was a Marine colonel who brought in cocaine to America. He took the fall. But this nigga was not stupid. I ain't gonna say nigga, he's a white boy. But this fool was not stupid. He had all ledgers, all photographs, everything. Took that to the Supreme Court. They didn't kill this motherfucker. He disappeared for like 7 years. And now he's the president of the NRA under Trump's administration. Oliver North.
So that's who you want to be?
Yes. That is a role model of mine, Oliver North.
All right. I ain't gonna take it that far. But
I don't know who that nigga is, so I don't even.
Yeah, no.
He's a Marine, a lot of servicemen have been caught lately bringing in drugs into the country.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like,
they got zero to no time. Dude,
I ain't doing nothing for the government
lately.
No, working for them. No, fuck them.
They've been doing that.
So hold on.
You can't get out.
Yes, you can. Bin Laden did.
He got the hard. It's only one way out that.
They finally went and got that nigga though. Osama bin Laden was a CIA officer.
So technically, if you was a drug dealer and you had a side business with your sister, who was a postal service worker, you're definitely working for the government, right?
If what? If you got a side business?
If you had a side business with your sister, who's a postal worker for the U.S. government, aren't you technically working with the government?
You're too many steps removed from the government.
You're like second
cousin. She worked for the government.
But you work with her. Yeah, but
not for her.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
And then when she's working with you, she's not under government jurisdiction. So when she working with you, she not on the clock. So at, technically, at that point, she not working for the government. That's like if she worked at Papa John's on her off day, she not still.
You're not working for Papa John's.
You're not a Papa John's affiliate.
All these certificates you talking about.
High Class Dirtbags podcast is sponsored by Papa John's.
Yes, crossed them off the list.
And is affiliate of Papa John's. We know a chick that work at Papa John's on her off days.
But no, seriously, you don't. That's how it works. I would do it. I would definitely do it.
Yeah, I guess I was reaching.
That's not reaching, because that's real. Because government knows, and they're gonna let you
the
get.
Government, dog.
They're gonna let you get as big as they want you to get, no matter what. Whether you're clean or dirty,
the repercussions are too severe. Like I ain't taking that.
It's just death or get away.
Wrath. Nah, I don't.
Because Noriega worked for the United States government.
Because they're gonna do it in a sneaky way. You ain't gonna know when it's coming. I don't want none of that sneaky shit.
I'm cool.
Well, Esco, the dude who just got locked up, he used to work. He used to be cool with DA.
He'd be like, shit, we've been getting away with this shit for four years, man. It's right. Coming at me at some point. No.
You got to know when to get out, man.
No, you ain't going to know when to get out.
You think Franklin Saint should get out
nobody
early?
Knows when to get
you
out.
You ain't going to know when
to get out.
You know. You ain't going to be like, oh, I got $50 million. Let me go and get out.
Yeah, nah. You know. Because
you got $20 million, a phone call away. It's another $20 million. You can take that phone call, B. One more trip. I'm just going to get to 100.
One more trip.
Once you get to 100, I can get to 500,000. I mean, 500 million. So now cool. I'm at half a billion. I can get to a billion.
Take that.
Now you in that shit.
Did it dancing.
You
ain't
know.
No cop, J. Reed.
That fucking, that fucking first brush.
You ain't no cop, J. Reed.
Just say that shit.
You a sellout. That's how you gonna be, nigga. In too deep.
I just said that shit the other day, dog. That shit was so funny. I just said that shit the other day, dog. It's so funny, dog.
Straight up, man.
No God, man, that's it, man.
You working stupid. Undercover, nigga. You ain't too deep. You ain't no cop. Like, I don't care what they say. I don't give a fuck what that badge, nigga. You ain't no cop, nigga. We kicked it and all that shit. You ain't no cop, nigga.
I'm a cop, man.
He was hurt, bro.
It's me, bro. It's me. Like, damn, dog. Like, nigga. Nigga, like, damn, boy. But that's cold, boy. God damn. That's a niggas be going out like that, man. But that's a no for me, too, man. I wouldn't fucking sell no drugs for the government, dog. I'm not selling drugs for nobody, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm slinging these podcasts, you know?
I'm slinging these podcasts.
I'm selling drugs for them. But hey, sell this Nick for me, man.
I'm good, man.
Them numbers they was talking about, I'll do that shit. Do that shit quickly.
Give me all your drugs.
For the government?
I don't give me no shit. I eat them shits off, though. I ain't selling them motherfuckers.
I'm fucking with you.
I'm cool.
I just want to fucking
But no, that miracle marijuana has had some adverse
effects. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Your medical
that's like selling for the government once it's legal.
Selling medical marijuana because it's regulated by the government.
You're working with the government, though.
You'll be working with the government.
I mean, you working with the government. If you open any kind of business, you working with the government.
Working with them people.
You have to work with the government
to open your business.
Motherfucker be like, yo, man, we got to invest in that. Man, I ain't fucking
But that's
with
crazy that
he working with the government.
They even know what everybody's doing.
He just had to get a business license.
We have to keep like, hey, do you know it's not, you don't have to have a birth certificate or a social security number?
Yeah.
What?
You don't have to.
Man, that sounds wild, man.
It's no, because it's like, your social security number and your birth certificate only, like, they only promise you that at your retirement time, you get some money back from that, the pool we put into the government.
Try to go on Credit Karma without a damn.
No, but like, if I'm born,
she goes to fucking
ass. I don't have a social security card.
Confuse the fuck out you, though.
You can't even fill out a job application.
But it's people with money who don't give a fuck about credit.
Enter your social security. Because
they got money. What the fuck you need credit?
Exactly. Like, how many Rothschild kids are there? Nobody really knows.
They probably don't even know what a dollar look like, nigga.
Yeah. I mean, they don't worry about
it. $1 billion, I would disappear, though.
Disappear?
Yeah.
Disappear, though. I'm out, dog. Like, whatever happens.
Billion? Why would I want to be hanging out with you, motherfucker?
Nigga, I'm out, dog.
I'm telling y'all, nigga, like 10 million. Billion?
Man, I'm out. Nigga, I'm on the moon looking at y'all niggas like, oh, they bored as hell.
Look at them niggas still smoking that earth weed.
This is earth weed. Nigga, I got these moon rocks for real.
But you know what? $1 billion ain't a lot of money no more.
Shit,
to
boy.
Who? To money.
To fucking who?
A billion dollars is not a lot of money no more. It's not.
Okay, buddy.
In 1975, it was like $1,200
billion. If you got $1 billion in there, you can't figure out something to do, then you fucking give me your money.
Hell, if you got $20 and you
can do anything with $1 billion.
You can donate it.
It's nothing you can't buy with $1 billion.
It's not a lot.
Nothing. Nothing you cannot buy.
Is $1 million a lot of money now? Hell no.
Compared to $1 billion? No. Compared to $1 billion?
Compared to what you got in your account right now.
Yeah.
Nigga, $1 billion is... Yeah. $1 billion more than I have right now.
Nigga, that's like saying it's 20 degrees cold. You're like, nigga, yeah. I don't give a fuck where I'm at. 20 degrees is cold. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Actually, it does make a difference.
Oh, no, nigga, but you got hot chocolate in your pocket. No, 20 degrees is still cold.
Would you slap your mom for $1 billion?
Yes.
What?
She don't want me to do it.
Amnesia, nigga. I'm slapping amnesia off her ass.
Oh,
I'm slapping her for all the years I got whoopings and everything.
Slapping so much.
This for 20 years of pain.
What? For $1 billion?
Hell yeah.
You'd be stupid not to.
I'll slap the shit out of her and send her on vacation.
Yeah, you'd be stupid not to slap.
She'd wake up on the plane. She'd wake up right on the plane.
Exactly.
With a note. Sorry, I had to slap the shit out of
her. I couldn't do that to my mom.
She's going on a 10-day vacation.
Here's $100 million.
Yeah, it's $50,000. Enjoy yourself. She'll be like, oh.
Your mama right. Love you too, but she gonna be like, son, go
boy,
ahead
did you slap.
Go ahead and do it.
Now you go ahead and knock the shit out of me now, okay?
She'll call you. But I love this resort you sent me to. Everybody's so nice.
Everybody's so nice. I got the shit slapped out my ass.
Slap me one more time. Like, sorry,
that's
bro.
Easy, man.
Enjoy yourself.
Physical harm to somebody for an amount of money is not bad.
Just slap one time.
Would you slap your grandma?
Yeah. Yeah. God rest the day. Dempsey Morgan would
my
get
grandma's
shit
passed, but like if they was living for $1 billion, I'd slap her.
Yeah.
What? $1 billion.
$1 billion. Like you said, $1 billion.
But well, nobody's gonna slap? Give you, like, that's hypothetical because nobody's gonna give you $1 billion to do that shit.
But somebody.
Dead, nigga.
Somebody.
Hey, you remember the movie Rat Race?
Somebody.
They was paying motherfuckers to race.
Yeah, that was the shit.
Yeah, they were paying motherfuckers around. I know it's motherfuckers out there like that who do shit like that. It's like the movie Indecent Proposal.
Yeah, motherfuckers be betting and shit.
Yeah. Like trading places.
Yeah, like nigga, I bet I can fuck this nigga girl. Put like $100 million on it, bet. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if they betting $100 million.
I'm not a gambler.
I'm not a gambler either, man.
I ain't betting $100 million.
You know why? Because I wake up every day as a black man and gamble with my life.
Messy.
Bars.
Messy. Message. I don't know. Oh, I kind of like being black. It's just kind of.
It's the coolest thing to be right
it
now.
It is, bro. It's like cool as fuck.
Man, it's been the coolest thing. It's just with this
It was about 140 years there. It was kind of fucked up to be black.
It was like 405. It's hard.
Yeah, this is kind of fucking rough. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga got to come back reincarnated. Like, fuck.
Yeah, who got it worse? Who got it worse? Like black dudes or pretty girls?
And now niggas that come back reincarnated.
Like, pretty nobody, girls, nigga, pretty girls have it the worst.
All right, let me stop y'all right here.
Bad bitches have
nobody
it.
Got that shit worse than no black male out here in the world.
Thank you. I agree.
Nobody.
So would you rather be
nobody?
In this country, America,
none of
the
motherfuckers want to be worse than, you know what I'm saying? We the worst, other than Mexicans, we the worst at the bottom.
Okay, think about it like this. Would you rather be poor and white than well off and black?
What?
You would rather be poor and white.
I'm going to want to be black anyway.
No.
Yeah, I want to be black regardless of how shit
I know, okay. That's a cute answer. I'm saying, like.
I'm saying for a black man, dog, look, man.
Like, if you ask a chicken if you want to be a pig, you'd be like, nah.
I'm going to get slaughtered anyway.
I'm going to stay a chicken, my nigga.
Hey, check the game,
though. Pig shit ain't for me.
You got to get up, go to work every day.
I'm black, yo.
If you don't go to work every day, you lazy, you sorry.
You saying if you're a black nigga,
if you're a black man, going to work, you got to worry about getting pulled over, getting shot.
Okay.
By the police or by somebody who look like you or not like you.
Facts.
I'm with that.
It's a lot of rules. Black. You black. It's a lot of rules. Nigga.
Like I'm telling you, like this is the
book
hardest
is like
shit
this
in the
thick,
world.
Like the starter book. Yeah, it is, when you first starting out being black, you
go to work.
Yeah.
You go to work, you don't even get
and
the consideration
nobody,
of the people.
It ain't no class
for you. Better
either.
Than who's
learning on the job.
Nah, but
if
you come home from work, your motherfucking. You don't got the bread up. You don't got the paper rack. Your wife gonna treat you like you nothing. Your girl gonna, you know what I'm saying, look down on you. Talk, you know what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Even
I ain't gonna
if
speak
you
for
do,
everybody.
But even if you're doing good, even if you're doing good,
you can't speak for everybody.
This shit ain't never.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I can't speak for everybody.
See, it's a lot of internal shit in the
black
community.
I'm just talking about.
But okay,
talking
but if
about
you could,
a black male, like the shit we got. Even
yeah, you talking overall in generality.
Because not only we dealing with shit on the outside, we dealing with shit on the inside too. Against our own people. Don't
yeah, yeah, we are.
That's what I'm saying. You can't have no emotions for nothing. Like you can't. You know what I'm saying.
So what's
the provider? if you're not the provider, none of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so chapter one on how to be black. What should it be titled?
Chapter one,
how to be black.
How to be black or how to be a black male.
Yeah. Chapter one, you ain't white.
No, the epilogue.
Why did I
get this job?
No.
Because you ain't white.
Why did I park here? Because you ain't white.
Nigga, that's the epilogue. The epilogue is you ain't white.
You ain't white?
Yeah.
That's the whole, the preface.
You ain't white. The first chapter is because you black. Like,
but you know what? Would you say that to a, all right, 13-year-old kid does some shit that's kind of race neutral. And you know that shit ain't right. Would you be like, hey, nigga, you ain't white. Stop.
Oh, yeah. No.
You
ain't white. I don't pay attention.
I don't think about it like that, but yeah. I just think about it like a...
Yeah. I don't pay attention to other people. I don't see race crimes.
Yes,
we just lost like 1,000 viewers.
That's a whole nother episode. Yes. Well, anonymous race crimes. Yeah. We tell you a crime and you guess who did it. Black nigga, white nigga.
So you would say, nigga, you ain't white, stop.
I don't think I ever said that in life, but like, you know that's not.
You know what it was when I said it.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, stop. We don't do that.
Yeah, that's
I've said that.
Like, hey,
I've said that so many times.
Yeah, chill out.
Nigga, we don't do that.
Yeah,
stop
chill
it.
Out, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You mean, everybody know what that is.
I'm about to
like
go.
I say, you got the
that's
worst
the first
role.
Chapter. You ain't white.
You're going to be the first one, even as a white dude, and you with the white dude, you're going to be the one they pick. So you are. All your life, you got the worst fucking rule to everybody else.
I don't want to teach that.
It'll be all right, man.
I don't want to teach that.
It'll be all right,
no,
man.
No, I ain't saying it.
I don't want to totally stop teaching that.
Man, fuck that, man.
I'll tell you what,
I don't want to teach that, hey, because you black, it's going to be tough. Or because...
You don't
want
to teach that?
Hell no.
Why not?
I want you... I don't even want you, because if you never have that in your psyche... You never ever believe that shit.
Nah, nigga.
Might as well not even try. I'm black.
Now you walking around here naive as fuck.
Cool.
Thinking like the world just don't like you for no reason.
Until somebody tells you.
Because the world's going to teach you anyway.
Hold on. What's going to happen when somebody be like, nah, nigga, get out of here.
You ain't white.
You're going to be crying and shit.
That's what I'm saying.
You're going to be shell shocked, nigga.
Until 20 years from later, you like, yo. Yeah, you finally put two and two together. Like, oh, they don't like me because I'm black. Why nobody ever tell me this shit?
You gonna call your mom and shit?
Mom, you gonna tell me I was black? Mom, you motherfucker! You knew I was black the whole
why
time.
Why nobody ever tell me this shit?
So
dog?
How you can't go through? You can't go your whole adult life not knowing what racism is.
But you gonna know what it is.
No, you not gonna know if you don't unless you know.
Like shit.
So racism can't die.
So what you think? Like we just supposed to be black, and like our new generations ain't supposed to know about slavery?
No, let's not say. Like, well, let's not say don't try because you're not black. Let's say, oh, you already got it because you are black.
You already got what?
Because positive affirmation.
You already got what?
Whatever it is.
No, I say try harder because you are black.
No, I don't say that. I say you already got it because you black.
See, the problem is you got
you kind of work black privilege.
It's people out there that's like discriminating blatantly against people because they are black. So you can't just have somebody out here not knowing what the fuck is going on. Like, you can't just have a motherfucker just not, like, say somebody come over here from a different country and they see all these niggas getting shot. Like, common sense is going to see, you're going to put two and two together. The common theme is they all black. Yeah. And then you're going to be like, well, why?
I wish I could agree.
Why are police not shooting the white men? Well, nigga, because we black.
You black. Ain't white.
I mean, they do be shooting them, but they just be living, though, dog.
You ain't like, shooting them. I don't be seeing this.
Like occurrences. A big toe. Like,
but you know, I know a lot of Africans that come
AK
over here.
Down,
they
sir.
Tase the fuck out of them, but they ain't gonna shoot them. They'll tase the
I
shot.
Know a lot of Africans that come over here and still don't believe what they
damn
see.
Damn it, Paul, put the rocket launcher down.
They'll be like, oh, you that nigga over there, he must have been talking back to the police. You don't do that to constable. Yeah, like, no, nah, well, yeah, they don't believe that what's going on over here is our fault.
Them motherfuckers talk back to the police, too.
Exactly.
Even in Africa, they talk back. I be seeing them argue with the police.
I was in the car.
How you gonna tell me not to act to the police? Nigga,
one time with my white homie, dog, and he got pulled over, dog, and I saw the way he talked to a cop, and I was like, yo, chill the fuck out, because this nigga gonna shoot me, dog. Like,
he
was talking to him, like, all reckless, dog. I was like, dog, he was like, fucking this and fucking that and bullshit. Like, I'm not fucking going to court. Like, fuck you, motherfucker. Like, that. I was
there's no need for that, my nigga.
I was like, bro, like,
no need for that.
Nigga. Nigga, can you imagine a nigga?
No, you good.
I know the cop was looking at you like, you see this shit?
You
that's,
get one.
That's when you get the word you don't want to hear. Step out the car.
Yeah.
You get one pass to do that.
Per like,
lifetime.
All right.
You one
got
lifetime
this,
pass
you got this
as a
one,
black
Tommy.
Man to curse a cop.
You got this do one, you? Tommy.
You get, I'm just saying, what if you could? You get one pass.
The only time you can like really cuss out a cop is after you in jail, nigga. Like, after
no,
you,
really. Are they pull you over? Are they pull? Are they pull you over and they don't find shit? Like, man, I told you, fucking dumb ass.
No,
man. Like,
no. Not so fast, don't even test it.
Not so fast. Not so fast.
That's so crazy.
I got some crack on
him. Like I used to dead ass talk shit to them boys, especially when I'm clean.
You ain't win till you in your car.
Yeah. I know my talk shit. I know my shit.
So you can call them all the bitches you want to fuck once that. You're in your car going to where you need to go.
Yeah, I don't.
My homeboys be like, man, chill out, woody woo. Nah, fuck.
I call them all kind of pussy.
So you snap on police?
Yeah, I used to. Yeah. Nowadays, they really shoot people like back then. They don't really shoot people like that. They was just, you know.
I ain't never seen the point of snapping at the police because it's like, all right, now I'm snapping at you. I'm putting myself in the way of going to jail.
Nah, yeah. Some of them motherfuckers be disrespectful. You be.
I mean, disrespectful is one thing, but it's like another thing. They're like, what the fuck you pulling me over?
She just nah, we ain't about to do that.
Like all that shit.
Nah, I ain't never did no shit like that.
Every time I get pulled over, I'm always, you know, cooperative.
So tell me a position. Tell me a point or position where a cop has been disrespectful, and I can tell you how I could have just not had that happen.
Nah, man.
I'll give you an answer to the damn test.
Nah, man.
Coming from the little spot one night, we coming from the bar. We ain't even, it was like 2 hours we was there, drinking beers, coming back from the little joint. They pull us over. It's three of us in the car. We ain't got no weed, no liquor, none of that shit in the car.
Okay.
Ain't nobody, you know.
I find it hard to believe you.
So we in the Benz, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so they pull us over, and as soon as they get to the car, everybody get out. Damn, bro. Off top, I'm like, hold up. Get out for what? Like, run some paperwork for us before you tell us to get out. Oh, we got a smart guy back here.
Yeah, we do.
Pull us out.
They pulled y'all out?
Yeah, pull us out.
Well, see, now at that point, they already wrong.
Yeah, you already know. They got us on the curb. Nigga. They got us on the curb, and I'm like, yo, ain't shit in there. Y'all can sit here and search it. You can do whatever you... They ain't did no breathalyzer, no none of that. They just...
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you what. You know how I knew there ain't no stopping it, no matter where you stand as a black man in society, hierarchy. You know what I'm saying? I was literally in an NBC fucking damn van, dog, with the news crew, dog. NBC, we all had NBC badges, dog. We're sitting outside a bagel shop, you know what I'm saying? Smoking cigarettes or whatever the fuck, after lunch and shit. Talking, shooting the shit, drinking coffee, about to get in the van, dog. As soon as we get in the NBC van, the cops put, like, he literally pulled up. The cops pulled us over. He's like, you know why we're pulling you over? He was like, nah, why? He's like, because we got reports of suspicious activity.
We got you stealing.
Now, mind you now, the police precinct is directly across the street from where we were standing, dog. So them niggas was like, yo, we got reports of suspicious activity. He's like, no.
I work for NBC.
We literally watched y'all across the street profile us, dog. Oh, talk about y'all got reports of suspicious
activity. How many of y'all were black in the van?
But it was actually six people in a van.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
He was like the only nigga there.
No, one dude was named Hussein. From Brooklyn, and he was like in the Nigerian, dog.
Okay, so that's two. You know what I'm saying?
And then we had another dude that was Nigerian named, I ain't gonna say his name.
So half of y'all
was black. And then my homeboy, two white homeboys with us. And the white homeboys, one of them was driving, the other one was in the backseat, and he was scared shitless. He was like, yo, I can't believe this is really what y'all go through. So the cops pulled us over, right?
He's gonna make sure you go to jail first.
The cops pulled us over as soon as we pulled up one parking space because it was a parallel park. So there was no car in the space right above them. Pull up. They pulled us over, yeah, da da da. Dude from Brooklyn, like, yo, man, fuck that. I ain't give you my ID, son. Nah, fuck that, B. I'm from Brooklyn, son.
Good for
I ain't
you.
Give you my fucking ID.
He
man.
Must have
fuck,
been new to Atlanta.
Fuck Jersey. No. We was in Jersey.
Jersey, okay.
Yeah, he was like, man, fuck niggas Jersey. Fuck that shit, man. Fuck that shit, B. Da da da. Dude was like, yeah, well, it's Friday. So if you go to jail now, you ain't getting out till Tuesday. We was like, oh, God. I was like, nigga, here my ID right
my
here.
ID.
Like,
real quick.
Like, nigga, but we had our NBC badges, nigga. Nigga, we literally had our NBC press badges, and it was like, yeah, y'all suspicious as fuck. We got to search the vehicle. We like, dog, like, bro, like, this shit crazy, dog. So it don't matter, dog. It don't matter how you
this
look,
nigga
dog.
Told y'all was suspicious.
I got to speak my mind, because you already say you're going to take me to jail. Now I got to speak my mind.
Yeah, if you take, if you're already taking me, I'm gonna say something.
No, he's saying if we didn't give up our IDs, he would take you to jail, and then you would have to wait until basically Tuesday. But it was like a Friday. It was like, nigga, I'm not spending. I'm from South Carolina, bro. I'm not spending Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night, and Tuesday morning all the way until basically Monday, Tuesday night in fucking Jersey, dog.
You only do releases two times a day.
Crazy, I'm showing on that from the jump.
Nigga, you get, here's my ID. Here's my badge. Here's my ID, sir. Like, sir, I don't know what's gotten into my friend there, but I apologize for everyone in this van. And as soon as he pull off, man, fuck that cocksucker. Man, I should have fucked him.
You just ride the fuck on off.
As soon as you pull up, I start cursing again. Like, man, fuck this motherfucker, man. Man, fuck that asshole, dog.
That's time to talk your shit. I mean,
when that nigga pulled up, that's when you start griping. Yeah, old bitch ass nigga better
pull
up.
Bitch ass nigga all fat.
I said, before I really got aggressive, dog, I used to talk my shit. Like,
yeah, no, man, man, fuck that, dog. Nah, them niggas shoot you, dog.
And ain't none of them never take me to jail. Look, but see, the thing is, you shit, ain't none of them never take me to jail.
You can't yell at a nigga, dog.
Ain't none of them never put their hand on.
That's
assault.
Nigga, that's assault with a deadly weapon, dog. You yelling, dog.
I get pulled over, I turn my shit off. Yeah, I'm holding my hands out the window with my keys. I'm holding my hands out the window with my keys, like windows down.
On the, I'm talking about on the pullover.
I ain't give you no reason.
None. You drop shot for less.
You had to tell me to put my hands back in my car. Yeah, that's okay, man. Put your hands in your car, man. It's all right. Where are you speeding for? Something like that, but. They ain't gonna come to my car.
But you know, you know who's giving me the most shit? I've been pulled over so many times, fucking ridiculous. Do you know who's giving me the most shit?
Black dude.
Black women.
Black women. I ain't never get pulled over by a lady.
Give me the most shit.
Anybody give me the most shit?
I ain't never got stopped by a lady guy.
The country ass white folks who pulled me over, they kinda cool. Pulled you over because your tags are out of date. I'm out of town. Oh, okay. You got insurance? Yes. You got a valid driver's license? Yes, I do. All right, I'm gonna run it real quick and I'm back. Got pulled over by a black female cop for the same thing.
Cause you start talking like them boys, and then when she come up, she like, "Oh, you one of them?" Like, she about to like,
what she say?
Well, license, you Republican?
License, registration, proof of insurance. I gave it all to her. She stands
you had
there
your
was
Trump
like,
sticker, bro.
No. And she was like,
Trump sticker, though.
"Did you know your tags were expired?" I said, "Yes, I do. I'm from out of state. I get I'm out of state, and I just came home from the military. I get 120 days. This bitch lost it." How the fuck you gonna tell me how many fucking days you get, motherfucker? I know how many fucking days you get out the car. I was like,
So she went in on you.
All right, bitch, I do get 120 days. Calling it in, and she called it in. Literally put me in handcuffs, took me to the back of the truck, called it in.
And then what?
They told her.
And then what? She let you out. It was like, "Have a nice day, sir."
Man, that's what the I
click,
hate.
Click, and then
I
she
hate when
off.
Them niggas put you in handcuffs
so
just to make sure you
good.
She took like, the cuffs off and got in her car and bounced.
Like, nigga, why are you putting me in handcuffs just to make sure I'm good? Like, this makes no sense whatsoever, dog. Like, I'm gonna put you in handcuffs. Wait, right there.
You restraining me for no reason.
Like, nigga, like, why am I in handcuffs right now, dog?
Now I don't know what you gonna do.
Nigga, I'm not under arrest, no nothing, dog. Like, just I'm just sitting there, like, yo.
You're just detained at that point.
Nigga, like, why are you impeding my process of my positivity?
I think that's just the most demeaning shit. Postures. I mean, being arrested for some shit you did, like your dumb ass, okay, all right, whatever. But just to be put in handcuffs is demeaning as fuck, too. I don't know why. It's taking total control away from me.
It's taking power from you.
It's taking power
from
you.
You got like, no, you can't even stand no shit.
And then police don't understand, like, why am I freaking out? Because I have no power now.
Now I'm scared.
You do whatever you want to me at this point. I can't do shit.
Now I'm scared.
And even if
all right, man.
The wrong move, I might dislocate my shoulder.
If
like
your son was a police detective, would you confide in him?
No. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I ain't telling him shit. I ain't telling this nigga the presence. You can't know shit.
Nah, I ain't gonna tell him no street shit or no shit to get somebody locked up. But shit, if he come to me and he, you know what I'm saying, want some
advice?
I'm gonna be a damn dad,
but I ain't telling this nigga no secrets.
Nah, not at all.
I'm gonna tell him some shit. And
my son a
like,
goddamn fed. Now
you ain't about to tell him.
Goddamn snitch.
My son a goddamn narc.
But if he asks you advice,
put the weed out. Put the weed out. Here come my son.
He asks you advice on some cases or something. You gonna
But him as your son, he should still respect the way you live. Like if I'm in the crib smoking weed,
but
I'm gonna
still probably tell him like.
He should be cool with that.
But you can smoke weed in your domicile.
I'm your dad, nigga.
That's the sad part.
You gonna do tell on your dad?
What? You motherfuckers set niggas up for less.
You would do
For less. But nah, I'm not talking about a fucking fat ass kill. The fuck's wrong with you?
Well, it's been real.
It has been real.
I appreciate everybody joining us here on the High Class Dirtbags Podcast. We talked about a whole bunch of shit today. I hope we brought it full circle for everybody. Thank you for all the listeners.
Yeah, as usual.
Gracias.
Once again.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for joining us, guys.
I want to say, Kasamida.
Yeah. It's Olansi, a.k.a. the Pod Father. No one calls me that. I just forgot. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I thought about it. For like 2 seconds, I was just like, yeah, Pod Father. Hope that.
Hey, make sure you like the Instagram page and get everybody else to like the Instagram page.
Yeah, go on to Instagram and shit.
Instagram.
Like shit.
Instagram.
Go on to High Class Dirtbags Clothing.
Instagram.
Like shit.
Instagram.
It's about to be hoodie season. Today was the first kind of cool day, so.
Yeah.
Oh, it was. It was kind of nice, bro.
We're about to put shit in motion, so be on the lookout for these hoodies, these Scullies, these t-shirts, these jackets. All
Instagram.
Shit. About to go ham on these bitch ass niggas.
Instagram. What is it?
Libra season.
Oh, yeah.
What a
Libra love season. Hey.
Dirtbag season.
Hey, the moon is about to have some sexual energy soon.
It's the best time of the year. What happened? Man.
The moon's about to put off best a lot of sexual energy man. Soon.
Yeah, most definitely.
It's most Libra love season.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be that.
Guy.
Libra love season.
This is crazy.
Libra love, whatever.
Yeah. What?
Shout out to Scorpios out there.
I'm an Aries. Yeah. You know, we don't give a fuck.
Not at all. Whatever. Y'all almost evil motherfuckers.
We already know it's Virgo season. It was just a pun.
Virgo the Virgin.
Shout out to the Virgos.
They fuck all y'all.
Yeah.
And we are Cancer season, bro.
No, it's Libra season though.
Cancer
right now, but
Libra's
right now it's
Libra
season.
Libra's alright, but you know.
At Virgo, the time of this video, it's Libra season. Relax.
We'll do whatever y'all do. You know?
No, this is gonna be a whole lot of sex this whole month.
Man,
Halloween.
So today the 4th.
Today's the 5th.
Sure, you better get to it, nigga.
Man,
I'm not. It's going down.
I've been getting to it.
You're pulling out, right?
Hell no, nigga.
Y'all got this, kids? Nigga. Hey, you got it right.
You know you shooting the club up.
Man, what?
You got evidence.
Block. 12 games. Damn, son, where'd you find this? Howard's a missile.
Oh man. Yeah, man, as always, man.
Keep it locked, man. Keep it locked for next episode. We gonna be funnier and cooler. So,
booty ain't gotta be big, just soft.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Oh, boy.
Until you see us next time, dirtbags, keep the change, you filthy animals.
Gotcha, bitch.
Hey.